Okay. Because we have to fill at the top of the hour. I'm not prepared for the actual show. Get back here, Jackie! Okay.
You only have two more times to do that.
She's in her Snuggie, lying in bed, watching TV.
In her hoodie.
TV.
Using her wax vac.
Ow!
While watching the show. Happy Friday, everybody. All right. Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang will join us in hour number three. Yes, hour number three.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so,
Dean Obadala is
right.
going to join us in hour two.
My CNN buddy.
That's right.
He wrote a great piece about how Republicans invoke God during sex scandal and Democrats invoke therapy.
Yes.
Although Anthony Weiner, not a good poster boy for therapy, really. Not really taken. You know, therapy, rehab, just don't take.
But I bet the words, oh God, have escaped his mouth more than once.
And he just keeps talking. He needs
to
shut up. Did you hear what he said yesterday?
No, what?
It's not dozens and dozens. It is. 6 to 10, I suppose, but I can't tell you absolutely what
no.
someone else is going to consider inappropriate or not.
It's all inappropriate, you moron! Oh, I don't know. Spitballing here is 6, 10. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, are there more? Okay, 12.
All right,
Baker's dozen.
Okay, 1,000.
Oh my God.
Oh,
oh
my God.
He needs to shut up.
He needs to shush now. Here is a bag of shush.
An entire bag of shush with your name on it.
Oh dear God. Okay. I have you know what? Can I just say quite the wealth of material today?
Oh, really?
Oh.
But none of it is prepared?
Well, I'm just spitballing like Anthony Weiner.
Okay.
Have 6, maybe 10 stories prepared, the rest.
What's to say who's prepared or not?
Prepared.
Not
come on. The 10 top stories off of it and you wouldn't miss a thing.
Right. All right. You know what? Because we are helpers, though, we are liberal, empathetic helpers, I'm going to try to find at least one story that makes Anthony Weiner feel better this week.
All right.
It is more embarrassing, and I found two. This one, woman gets head stuck in railing during sex.
Oh.
How does that
happen?
That
is embarrassing.
Exactly.
Police in Russia.
Oh.
Just saying yet to sticking your head in a railing during sex.
Is Snowden involved?
No. Police in Russia were called to a home after a neighbor reported seeing a naked woman stuck in a stair banister.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Anthony Weiner might have been involved in it.
Oh, boy. If boy band ever has to make this call.
Oh, God.
It's okay, though. I got it on Instagram. Yep, her head is stuck in the banister. The woman
that's
told,
what boy band would totally do.
Right,
he totally
would wrap
he would
out.
Tweet that.
Listen, if you're watching... Boy band, I get my head stuck in a banister during sex. Just shush.
Boy band doesn't wake up until about 11.
Right, exactly. That's why I'm saying.
Okay.
The woman told officers she was trying to spice things up sexually with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
When she got her head stuck in the railing.
Wow.
The boyfriend left her in that position, she told police. So this is also all men are douche nozzles
wow.
story. Just like Anthony.
Or Russian men
that was
douche
nice.
Nozzles.
He's probably laughing his ass off. Okay, see ya, slam. Ooh, hope a neighbor doesn't see that.
Oops, I left the door open.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, get a load of this.
Check this out. Oh, that is spicy. Okay. And then there's this one. More to the point, because it's a lawmaker.
Okay.
A Swedish lawmaker accidentally calmly Instagrams his balls. They're much more laid back about it over there. That's...
I love those Swedish meatballs. Ooh. From
yeah.
IKEA.
He Instagrammed his Swedish meatballs. A Swedish lawmaker named Lars Ohly.
Of course. Of course.
Wanted to show off his new tattoo on Instagram.
Oh.
He didn't realize until publication that his...
Swedish meatballs
were
Instagram.
Were also in the photograph.
Jumpin' Jiminy.
Jumpin' Jiminy, my Swedish meatballs.
Now you're doing a Russian accent.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I just melded the two stories. The Russian woman with her head stuck in a banister
sure.
and the... Swedish meatballs. Ohly, who previously served as the head, I'm sure he did, of Sweden's left
yeah.
party,
uh-huh.
acknowledged his mistake on Twitter. He wrote, ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
You have not seen my Swedish meatballs.
Oh. I accidentally posted a picture on Instagram that showed more than intended. Now corrected. My bad. Sorry.
You know what? If you're
my balls and my bad.
Yeah. I think if you're going to acknowledge that mistake, that's the way to do it.
There you go. Oops.
Oops.
Oopsie.
Those are my balls.
I'm surprised Rick Perry hasn't done that yet.
Oops.
That tweet was like a polite chipmunk.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
After you.
Oh.
After you. Oh, no. Oh, you first. Oh, thank
sorry.
You.
Ooh, my chestnut. Sorry. All right. Let's see. Fine American Julie in Seattle. Mm-hmm. This is for Jackie. Says she's watching in her hotel room.
Hi, Jackie.
Don't say anything pervy, Jim.
I'm trying to think of something that's not pervy.
Right. Okay.
It's like, don't think of pink elephants.
Did you get your head caught in a railing, by any chance?
Oh, stop it. Jackie Schechter has never gotten her head caught in a railing.
As far as you know.
As far as I know. And by the way, Tommy and Columbus, no, she was not dumping champagne on hot brie. She's at a wedding in Miami.
Yeah, God. It's too bad.
Stop it, everybody. For God's sakes. All right.
But if she does, be sure to tweet it.
Right. Be sure to Instagram that.
That's right.
And Jim will gladly Instagram you back a picture of his balls.
It's been done before.
I'll show a soccer ball and a basketball.
Okay. Let's see. Julie writes, hey, Steph, I agree 1,000% with Miss Jackie on Wiener saga. Number one, listening to your mostly male callers on Wiener calling him an effective politician / congressman is making me nuts. Get it? He wasn't. It's common knowledge that beyond giving rousing floor speeches, Wiener had little support from colleagues because he had no working relationships with any of them and accomplished zero legislatively in the years he was in Congress. That's one reason no one stood up to defend him, and he ended up at humiliating presser number one. The one thing he was good at, inspiring progressives and needling Republicans, true dat, was tainted forever by revelations that he's a moron who would toss his career overboard and grotesquely and publicly humiliate his pregnant, high-profile wife just to send naughty messages to strangers online for something to... off to. Ick. Yes, we know people do that, but a politician who makes us have a discussion about tasteless sex habits every few months is no longer an effective cheerleader for any cause but himself. Yeah. Oh, good point.
Well,
liking someone's opinions and admiring their once effective oratorial skills. Oh, oratory. See?
Mm-hmm.
Oral skills.
No.
Doesn't mean right. Doesn't mean we have to set ourselves up to have a national profile Democratic leader who runs his personal and public life like a dog who chases cars. Just what the Democratic Party and the cause of liberalism needs: a grown man who sends photos of his to strangers on the internet and can't quit even after humiliating his pregnant wife and being forced to resign.
He seems to have caught the car a couple of times.
Whoa! I'll say.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yes, he had to resign from Congress because, generally speaking, Democrats have higher standards than Republicans when it comes to treating women like porn toys by engaging in adolescent, incredibly reckless sex games. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi had a couple of thoughts on all this yesterday, didn't she? She was not amused.
No, she was not.
Beyond disappointed.
We are not amused.
Generally not amused. Imagine for a moment.
Disappointed!
Yeah, a little bit. She had her grandma face on.
No, you don't want that grandma face.
Imagine for a moment how this would go if it had been a female politician sending photos of her crotch to strangers so they would end up posted on the internet. I have posited about this very... Yes.
It's not a chick thing to do that,
though.
Thank
you. Right, that's what I'm saying. I've mentioned many times that Senator Boxer is not out here saying who wants to see a picture. You know.
Yes.
Okay. I won't say it. Loved what you said about we had our marriage had problems. Crap from Wiener.
He
hid behind the apron, just like Vitter. Awful. You think if Hillary runs, she's going to have Carlos Danger's wife as a top aide and just wait for the next zipper to drop open? Did you see Chris Matthews on Wiener Boy? It's quick and sums up the bottom line on not lowering our standards to embrace a proven idiot,
or our pants.
Idiot as mayor of New York. That's it.
Yeah, well, also, Chris Matthews' panel had to explain to him what sexting was yesterday.
That doesn't
not
seem
fair enough.
No, it's not fair enough.
That was a little embarrassing.
Wow. That sends a tingle up my leg, though.
I bet Dick Cheney has never done that.
Oh, God. And you knew it would not be long before, because Bill Clinton keeps coming out. And again, we've talked about how... To me, I get the obvious comparison, but beyond that, I think there just is not one.
Right.
But you knew there was going to be an auto-tuned Bill Clinton singing Blurred Lines. You just knew.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm out of mind. Oh, hey. He was boasting, tried to domesticate you, but you're an animal, baby. It's in your nature, just let me liberate you. You don't need no paper, that man is not your mate. And that's why I'm gonna make you a good girl. I know you want it.
Yeah.
I know you want it. I know you want it. You're a good girl.
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
And I have to say, a lot of people have talked about that, but speaking as a woman, Bill Clinton, you know. I told you when I worked at Oxygen, I saw three floors of women clear out when he was downstairs in Chelsea Marketplace. He's just, you know. And I'm just saying a lot of women go, Anthony Weiner, oh, ick.
Why?
I can't explain it. He's not Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is incredibly charming and, you know, and that's what I'm saying is I think there was particularly from guys, there was like a kind of a high five thing to Bill Clinton, which I'm not saying he was any more morally correct. I'm just saying
hotter.
Yes, there's an ick thing with Anthony Weiner, and also people are laughing at him. They're not like going there. I mean, even I saw a lot of guys interviewed that were in New York papers, and they were like, oh, dude, this is pathetic. Come on. It's just, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is it because Bill Clinton was hotter?
Yes. Partially. And also, he was a great president.
Okay.
No, it also.
Up until Glass-Steagall.
Well, somebody, I think it was Eugene Robbins. I can't remember who wrote that, but they said he's a historical figure. Anthony Weiner is not. It's just, there's a lot of differences.
Well, he sort of is now.
All right. Sydney,
there's that.
The safe word today will be Sydney Leathers.
So we'll
talk about, Sydney Leathers speaks. We will talk about all that as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 22 minutes after the hour. I get it, because, yeah. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Because everything you read on Dirty.com now from Weiner, you're like, oh, that is nasty. That is just, that's. And we're not sure now. There's the latest is there's more. But he's not really sure. 6'10", something.
6'10", maybe.
Yeah.
It all depends on your definition of inappropriate.
Depends on your polling. By the way, so there's one conflicting poll that shows that Weiner might not be cooked.
Okay.
The Quinnipiac shows him still leading in the race for mayor in New York. But the Wall Street Journal is the one most people were talking about, right? He lost 14 in that one.
Yeah.
His unfavorability, oddly, at an all-time high. New poll from Wall Street Journal, NBC. Let's see. Among registered Democrats, 25% support Christine Quinn, 16% support Mr. Weiner, a 14 percentage point swing in Ms. Quinn's favor compared with a poll taken several weeks ago. Mr. Weiner's unfavorability surged to 55% in this poll. So, the Weiner feels cooked to me, a skosh bit.
Yes, a little roasted.
Right, right.
Hopefully not split and roasted.
Yes.
Right. Oh.
Oh, ew.
What? What can you do with a hot dog?
Doug in Nebraska. He hurts, although with what he's doing, it might be.
Yeah.
Hello, Doug.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Good.
This Weiner guy, does he not look like he was the type of guy that was hung up by his jock strap all the way to junior high?
I'm saying. I hate to say it, but there is a cool factor with Bill Clinton. And I'm not defending what he did morally anymore, but it's just...
Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Swirly.
Oh, by the way, I totally...
You're being kind of luxus.
I totally cheated on my husband, Michael Tomosky, who I want to date and kiss and marry. It was not Eugene Robinson. It was Michael Tomosky that wrote a great piece about how he's just, you know, he's no Bill Clinton, basically, is what the point is. And that goes to our last caller's point. I'm guessing he did spend a lot of time hung up by his jockstrap in a gym somewhere. Just saying. Well, I mean, and also, oops, pardon you, Jim. Anyway, there is also the point of, I guess people are mocking him because it didn't seem like he, lasted very long. If you're reading some of the text messages. And Bill Clinton, I'm just saying, you had to give him some props for man skills. He was negotiating, like, you know, with foreign dignitaries while he was getting, you know. Remember the one he was... Right?
Yeah.
He could still do foreign policy, which is... That's impressive. Because most men, you know, get that bobbly baby head, as Rick Overton says. Right. And they can't really talk. And Bill Clinton was still very, you know, and that was, I had to say, fairly impressive. I can't remember who. I'll find out. Who was the foreign leader he was talking to?
I think it was the Prime Minister of Israel.
Right.
Something like that, yeah.
Right. Okay.
So you're forgiving Bill Clinton because he's hotter and has more charisma than Anthony Weiner.
My job as an analyst.
I'm a little disturbed
by
this.
My job as an analyst is just to analyze the situation and explain it to people. I am not saying one way or the other.
That's kind of what you're
saying. Listen, I'm explaining on behalf of Chictum what the difference
is. He's hotter and has more charisma. Therefore, you forgive him.
I don't forgive him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you
Gabriel.
Are.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. Well, he was a great president.
You're just saying. What are you saying?
I think what Julie said, the letter I read at the top, I think he was not a good, effective congressman, man.
Woman?
What? Now there's a scandal. What? Wait a minute, what?
You know, he riled the base up.
Let me just say one thing. He is a huge for a woman. That is impressive.
Yeah.
Now I'm impressed.
Weiner riled the base up?
Yes, he did.
That's effective.
Right, but he was not a great congressman, is what I'm saying. He did not. He really didn't get anything done legislative because no one liked him. Because he's a jerk. I mean, that's my point. So that's not effective. And Bill Clinton, I thought, was a great president. I didn't agree with everything he did either. But I'm just saying.
No, a lot of people don't like Bill Clinton.
Right? Yeah, a lot of people don't like what Bill Clinton did.
I didn't. Okay. All right.
I'm just saying you're being a little bit shallow here.
What, that's new information? Has there ever been a deep end in this pool?
There's no diving board, and there's a reason for that.
Gabriel, I'm a wading pool. You can stand anywhere in me. Huh? Gabriel, and
I'm sure Weiner will take you up on that.
Depends on what kind of shoes I'm wearing. Gabriel in Pensacola, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Gabriel.
Good morning. Hi. I agree with the gentleman. I mean, I'm kind of confused as to what messages you're sending out to kids. Because what you're saying is as long as you're good at your job, it's okay to be a cheat.
No, I'm not saying it's okay.
That's kind of what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm trying to say there is a difference.
No, it's not a difference.
Well, why do you think Bill Clinton had a 70-something approval rating during the middle of the impeachment?
This has nothing to do with his approval rating. This has everything to do with what he did.
I know, but I'm not commenting on that. I'm commenting on why he had a 70-something approval rating during this impeachment.
Yes, you are. You're seeing
it. I'm not saying it's okay.
Yes, you are.
You started this, and look how happy you are.
As long as he can get the job done, that's like a man coming home and saying, well, I signed X amount of contracts or I closed X amount of cases.
Right. I wouldn't marry him. I wouldn't marry Bill Clinton for a number of reasons.
It doesn't matter whether or not you would marry him or not. I'm talking about the message you're sending to
him. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm talking about
their... Yes, you did. You just said it.
Oh, my God. Look what you've done. Now you started a chick fight.
That's right.
We were all a united front chicks on this issue, and now you've
But then you had to go and be shallow on us.
Now you've ruined everything.
With a double standard.
Now we can't have nice chick things here.
I think it's a double standard.
I am making the same point that Michael Tomasky is in his piece, why it was different. I'm not saying it was okay.
Michael Tomasky says it's good.
It's not different. How is it?
Oh! Oh, I hung up on her.
If Michael Tomasky says it's okay, then it must be okay.
I actually should have left her on hold as my co-host all morning, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would have been funny. No, but it's not different. I can't believe no. What about the children? Okay. All right. Listen, first of all, I am not for the children at all.
Well, you never have been.
No. I am not saying it's okay. I am saying there's a reason why Anthony Weiner has dropped precipitously in the polls and Bill Clinton did not. You know what? I'll explain it again after the break.
You better.
Screw you. Okay, right back.
With your blue nails.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Some fresh-faced 45-year-old bimbo.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Well, now look at the storm you riled up.
What'd I do now?
Look, I'm just making the same point that my future husband, Michael Tomasky, is making in the Daily Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Fine American Michael
If Michael Tomasky told you to jump off a bridge, you would do it.
Because I'm just that kind of little woman.
I'm sure Michael Tomasky said it's because Bill Clinton is so much hotter than Anthony Weiner.
I'm a stand-by your man.
Oh, God.
No, that was not my point. My point is also political. I'm not saying it's right.
I'm not arguing with you about that.
I'm not arguing with you about that. His headline in the Daily Beast, one's a wiener, the other a hero. Why Bill and Hillary have nothing in common with Anthony and Huma. And Jackie made this point about Huma, too. He says this in here, too. You know, she's not a victim anymore. It makes her a co-conspirator in this. Let me just... The comparisons between Weiner and Clinton are absurd. One's a loser, the other's a great historical figure, and don't get me started on Huma. This is just his point of view. You can disagree, but he writes, here's a piece... I have the right to say I agree with him. Here's a piece of unadulterated nonsense about the Anthony Weiner situation that he's nipping in the bud and quick, that this is somehow like the Bill Clinton-Monica Lewinsky scandal. I've come to hate nothing more than glib, facile, reflexive, and just ignorant comparisons. Clinton and Weiner, two powerful men caught up in sex scandals, they must be alike. Please! The differences between the men and the circumstances are legion, which I have pointed out.
I think
that
you're
doesn't
right
have
there.
Nothing to do with just Bill Clinton's charm
right.
or looks or
you
whatever.
You are right.
And the blurring of these differences, aside from just making our culture that much stupider, do a profound disservice to what was at stake back in 1998.
Tomasky is correct.
You see what he's saying? There's blurred lines. That's what he said.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page, maybe I'm going deaf, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm out of mind.
My point is, he goes on to say, those differences begin with the personal. Say what you will about what Clinton did. It was bad, and he should not have been doing it either. But at least the behavior fell broadly within the realm of stuff that normal human beings do, and at least he didn't do it again within less than a year of being caught. And about Weiner, on the other hand, we could make neither of those claims. And somebody else wrote this piece, too. It's about not just lying to his wife, about lying to the public about the same thing and getting caught in the period of time that he
saying
did
he would
while
stop
he's trying
doing
to
it,
run again.
He said he would stop doing it, but then continued to do it.
Yes.
That's a difference. Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. Michael Tomasky makes the same point. If I were a woman or gay, I'm pretty clear on which of those two I'd rather be on the receiving end of advance.
Okay, then he jumped into the shallow end of the pool.
Well, it is true, is all I'm saying. The real differences are, but that's a side point. Thank you, Michael. The real differences are political, and the essential fact is this. Clinton had a presidency to protect. That's what I was saying. This was a taxpayer-funded witch hunt against his personal life. And that's what people objected to, and that's why he had a 70-something approval rating in the middle of the impeachment. Because people did not think, okay, he should be impeached. Anyway, yes, he almost threw it away, granted and stipulated. But whomever you choose to blame, the fact is he was a sitting president. There was no way he could possibly let the right wing set the precedent of forcing a president from office over a sex scandal that is, well to recall, quite a large majority of Americans never considered grounds for removal from office. Thank you. Blah, blah, blah. Hillary, too, I remember well reading all those columns blubbering. How can she stay with him? I never understood what on earth they were talking about. How could she not have stayed with him? This was a plot by a group of people, and it wasn't a plot to break up the Clinton marriage. It was a plot to find any reason they could to chase her husband from office. If she, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he talks about they were fighting a coup d'etat, basically. Hillary was right. There was a vast right-wing conspiracy. And he just says, go back and Google everything that happened back then. Ken Starr and Richard Mellon Scaife and Linda Tripp and all of that. We'll bust out all our old comedy bits if
you
like.
Oh, God.
And why did they hate Clinton so? Because he was a substantial historical figure and they knew it. He said, Lee Atwater saw it in the 80s. We have to stop that Clinton guy. He can change the face of American politics. And he helped and he helped do exactly that. Created more jobs than any modern president. In the process, showing people that trickle-down economics was hoodoo. Won back a lot of the Reagan Democrats. Solidified the Democrats' hold on a handful of states they've never lost since 1992, but were losing before. And that adds up to 60 or 70 electoral votes, depending on how you count. Those are the reasons he was impeached. The sex was the excuse. Can any of this be said about Mr. and Mrs. Weiner? Anyway, he historically and politically talks about what the difference is, too.
Yep. You're pretty worked up, aren't you?
Because you keep poking me with a stick.
You know how I can tell? You're having an MSNBC moment.
I'm having a menopausal sweaty moment. Because you are challenging me. Diane in North Carolina. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you my feeling about Bill Clinton and Mr. Wiener. The difference between them is that, you know, women can imagine having a really good time with Bill Clinton. You know,
that's what I'm saying. I'm just stating
so
a reality.
Shallow.
First of all, I'm gay. No, I'm just saying what women I know, what they say.
That twinkle in his eye and that voice to kind of crack.
Wow. Hey, how you doing, darling?
On the other hand, Mr. Wiener looks like a young, curly-haired Mr. Smithers from.
Wow.
The-
looks like okay. He was hung by a jockstrap, and it's. You know what it is? Because you were a geek like that, so that's. This has now poked your emotional with a sharp stick.
No, it's you. It's all you.
Yes, it is.
No.
Okay.
No, it's just.
Janetta in California.
So shallow to excuse behavior like that.
Janetta,
yeah. Because
I'm not
he's
excusing,
hot.
I'm not excusing Janetta. Behavior. Janetta, these bastards are lucky I even perform for them, aren't they?
I'm just saying, Stephanie, they need to back off of you because.
Thank you.
Bill Clinton just has it, okay? I mean. I could be his daughter, but he is so fine when I see him now.
Wow.
That's right.
Leave him alone.
Shallow.
You're lucky she even performed for you bastards.
Both of you.
Okay.
Thank you, Janetta.
I'm never voting for Hillary because she's not as hot as Tina Dupuy.
All of his life. Come on.
Okay, Janetta, we're not talking about that he's
hot.
We're talking
about
the whole thing, right? That he was a great president and that this was a Republican witch hunt. It was just a different situation.
In addition to that, okay, it's the JFK syndrome, okay? Look at JFK. Look at him. Look what all these pines found out about him even after the fact.
Right. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what Marilyn did for me.
I love all of you guys, too, but I mean...
You love me
best,
though.
It's a woman thing.
It's a woman thing. It is.
So,
wow.
So we have proven today that women can be just as shallow as
if not more so.
We have
yes.
made a lot of
exactly.
Janetta. We have made a lot of good
exactly.
points here, and it's that you keep going just with that one.
That, well, that's what you keep coming back
right.
to.
Because
and
what Anthony
he has a hot,
did.
He had a twinkle in his eye, and a little frog
okay,
in his
now,
throat,
listen,
and it's so
look,
sexy.
The other thing I want to say is you guys really missed it yesterday about Wiener and the runoff. He's pushing for the runoff. Got it? Runoff.
I don't
Runoff?
Know. I don't
no?
know. Oh, I see. Is that a sex joke? Oh,
yes,
right.
It is.
Oh, mm-hmm. that was a
okay.
bad one.
All right.
You were doing so well.
I'm not saying I'm not going to vote for Hillary now because she's not as hot as Tina Dupuy.
There you go.
So
it is not about him being hot. It's about him being a great president.
It's about the twinkle in his eye and
the
little scratchy
throat. The target of a partisan witch hunt. They had no business investigating his private life
That's
in the first
true,
place.
But,
they used a land deal to find an excuse to investigate his private life.
Well, then why bring up the twinkle in his eye?
At least he wasn't sending pictures on the internet. I mean, this
she
is...
She glosses right over that question.
Yep.
Well, he did have a twinkle.
Okay, then.
Well. I didn't say that made it okay.
Wow.
I'm just telling you, I knew gay women that would him at the time. I'm just saying. You can't deny that. And I'm not saying that makes it okay. Oh, God. You know what? I'm going to have a stroke.
Wow. You are going to have a stroke. You're already starting to stroke out under your arms.
I think I've stroked out a little bit. Grandma can't get this excited anymore. We got to stick to more boring. Let's go back to the sequestration.
Yeah, let's go back to tax policy.
Buddy in Columbus. Hi, buddy.
Hey, Mama. Two things. Stupid joke and something serious.
Okay.
Hey, you know, when Anthony Wiener talks about his fantasy about being behind a woman and doing it in the mirror
right.
and everything like that, at that point, is he a cocktail wiener?
Hey!
Oh, yeah, seeing what you did there. All right, let's get to the serious
okay.
part, shall we?
Hey, the serious thing, our attorney general is a no-good douchebag. A wonderful thing happened. A federal judge gave relief to a dying man to marry his partner.
Oh, you're talking about in Ohio?
Yeah,
in Ohio.
Oh, that's awful.
And he gave relief. So they flew to Maryland and got married and came back. And the dying man's wish is that this man, he's listed on his death certificate as a husband of someone else. That simple. Our attorney general is working to block it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how mean and petty and small can you be?
Yep, absolutely. By the way, didn't yesterday somebody compare what Anthony Wiener was doing to being gay on the phone lines? Yes.
Yeah.
Here's another. Okay. Interesting piece in the Atlantic. Tahisi Coates. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right? He cites, and, you know, Andrew Sullivan wrote a defense of Anthony Weiner. And, again, I see points on either side. He, but even, I think he's quoting Andrew Sullivan here. Weiner was caught deceiving the public again by claiming he stopped sexting and rebuilt his marriage while the compulsion was clearly not over. That's a question of public trust, and there's little doubt that Weiner has squandered it. On the question of lying, the New York Times harumph this morning is a valid one. Once a politician has deceived people, he gets a second chance. When he deceives the second time on the same issue, he loses whatever public trust he might have hoped for. I think that's part of this whole thing. Anyway, he says the problem I suspect a lot of people have with Anthony Weiner is not that he had an affair, but that he does not seem particularly good at his job of politics. Part of being good at politics is being good at pitching your arguments. Part of pitching your arguments is your public image. That everybody was playing that tape last night, right, about how he originally lied and said his account was hacked, and, oh, I can't really say if it's me, and I know, you know, I think the way he's handled the whole thing is just, you know, and then this latest one, I can't say, 6'10", who knows how
many women. I told you there would be more.
We've had this very public thing happen to us. Just, I don't know how it happened, because you wouldn't stop sending pictures of your people.
It's your fault for not believing that I told you that we'd have more.
It is not his desire to get off that offends, he writes in The Atlantic. It is the thick-wittedness of sending nude selfies on Twitter. It is the incomprehensible silliness of handing your opponents a gun and saying, please shoot me. I believe that how you treat people matters. It is folly to embarrass your pregnant wife before an entire nation. To do the same thing again is cruelty, and there is promise of more to come. I don't think it's wrong to care about how people treat others, which is another way of saying I believe that morality is important. I find the argument for same-sex marriage compelling, not in spite of morality, but because of it. I think public office is an honored and honorable position. I do not think it's wrong to ask that our officers be compassionate. I do not believe it's wrong to ask our officers to be wise. I do not think it's the fate of all men to send pics hurtling through cyberspace. And I do not believe that Anthony Weiner is the best we can expect from maledom, to say nothing of New York liberals. That's in The Atlantic. All right. So I promised Sydney Leathers, and I had failed to deliver. I will deliver more Sydney Leathers.
Thank you.
And there is no safe word. As we continue on the...
That was your stripper name at the Itchy
right,
Kitty.
Sydney Leathers. Mm-hmm. Yep. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, at least it's a good place to see celebrities.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, well. All right. If you think that things are bad already, guess what? I got a hate letter saying that I am racist against black people.
Why?
So I'm not only am I race traitor against white people.
Right. But you hate black people
as much. Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Wowee. In the meantime, now everyone's mad at me.
What'd you do
that
now?
That woman that I should have just left on hold for the whole show.
Sure.
She would have just been like Charlie Brown's teacher. Jim, who said, why did they hate Clinton so? Because he was a substantial historical figure and they knew it. Can any of this be said about Mr. and Mrs. Weiner? He was a loud backbencher with very little of substantive gravity of his old mentor, Chuck Schumer. He was just a self-centered and oily person, and I've begun to conclude his wife isn't much better. I've been shocked at the number of people who simply didn't notice or chose not to notice the moment in the press conference when Anthony asked when Huma learned of the allegations. I expected him to say he fessed up a few days ago, but instead he said she knew all along this was a process. As I was more and more honest with her, I told her everything. So this is something we knew going into the decision about whether I would run. That doesn't make her a victim anymore. It makes her a co-conspirator. So let's not grant these grubby people the honor of a comparison with a couple that was on the receiving end of the most carefully orchestrated political attacks in modern American history. I pray that the next round of polls shows him dropping off the cliff and he takes a hint, or his big financial backers, or maybe Schumer, call him and tell him to cease and desist. Enough is enough, and please, let's cool it with the superficial comparisons that just aren't true. That just serves to provide an excuse for actions that have none. Who said that, Jim?
Dick Cheney, fair enough.
No,
Michael Tomosky in the Daily Beast, talking about the Clinton and Weiner comparisons.
He's going to tell you to lie down the middle of the 5 freeway, and you're going to do it because you love him and kiss him and want
depends
to dig him.
Depends if it's trafficy or not. Okay.
Well, don't worry, George Zimmer will be there to save you.
Yeah. Hey!
Allegedly.
Oh, by the way, somebody sent this to me. As you can see by the number of retweets, the George Zimmerman super helper guy jokes from amusing people all day yesterday.
Yeah.
We start everything here.
Yep.
Someone tweeted, hey guys, George Zimmerman just showed up to change my tire and clog my toilets. Now I feel differently about him murdering somebody. Yeah, now he's fantastic.
Sure.
He's awesome.
He's so awesome.
Georgie's awesome.
I just wish I could be as awesome as George.
All right, so a lot more on that and the juror that spoke out yesterday. We have a big full show.
We really do.
There's more Paula Deen news, for God's sakes.
I mean,
but first of all, Sydney Leathers. That's our new safe word. It used to be.
Is that who you are? What you do?
Mizrahi.
It used to be Mizrahi. We've now changed to Sydney Leathers. Well, you know, actually, I was just going to say, Michael Tomasky kind of echoed what Jackie said, because I know a lot of people are, and I do feel bad for Huma. I mean, you know, as a human being, she's someone with a new baby. I mean, I feel bad. But Jackie said the same thing, that she doesn't think she's brave for, you know, allowing a man to mistreat her and humiliate her publicly in this fashion and continuously. But anyway, that's, you know, a matter for debate. But can I just say one thing? Sydney Leathers, also not a victim. Just like Monica Lewinsky, also not a victim. I mean,
it takes two.
Well, she knew he was married, and, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just...
Famously so.
Yeah. Yes, Wiener sexting partner Sydney Leathers speaks. The woman at the center of Anthony Wiener's latest sexting scandal speaking out. She's a 23-year-old Democrat from Indiana. It's like I said yesterday, it's his pattern of these, like, sort of fangirls that write him and go, oh, that you were so
I
great on
health
Fox.
Policy.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, thanks, can I bend you over or whatever?
Bend you over
your
credenza.
Hair and, hey. I don't know, while you're wearing me shoes. And
I'm going to think this treatment's covered by your health policy.
I think you need a different kind of treatment.
She said she was shocked that he would be so foolish as to do the same thing all over again.
Then why did she participate?
I don't know. He was making campaign promises that he totally changed. He was that he was a better man now and learned from his mistakes, and I am proof that that's not true. Asked if she felt at the time they were messaging that she loved Wiener, she replied, maybe not loved, but I definitely cared about him. After she said she talked to him for the last time this past April, he texted her a request to hard delete all our chats. Oh, dear.
Computer says no.
She said Wiener was absolutely trying to deceive New York voters about his behavior. And that's what I've said is that's what I think the issue has become. Anyway, yeah, and this one, Sydney Leathers' mom is in the game now. Bless Anthony Wiener. She might want to focus a little more on the parenting part of the whole. This is in the Daily News. Sydney Leathers allegedly contacted Anthony Wiener on Facebook after he quit Congress, blah, blah, blah. Sydney Leathers. Is a heavily tattooed high school dropout hell-bent on becoming famous, and her mother is no fan of the mayoral candidate. I have nothing to say except God help New York. If he gets to be mayor, you can print that, said Laura Leathers. To the
Laura Leathers.
Laura Leathers. Oh, it's
from Indianapolis.
Tom Brokaw, we're back for this. That's about Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger and Laura Leathers.
Lola Leathers.
Lola Leathers. Lilith and Leathers. Elaine Leathers.
Wiener tried to regain his political footing Wednesday, presumably not in me shoes, just in regular man shoes.
He had to regain his footing so he didn't trip over it?
Right, because I guess if you're in the shower, you need to... That sex stood on my mind. You have to wear shoes in the shower? What? So you can keep
what
his
are
footing.
Doing in
so
the
he
shower
can keep his footing. Well,
you need to
go
shoes.
To thedirty.com. You'll see. Okay. He sent an email reassuring his supporters. He presumably, I guess, has some. New Yorkers, don't quit, and I will never quit on you. Actually, if you read some of the sex, he did not. He quit fairly easily, very quickly. Didn't last very long. A former close friend said that Leathers told her last summer she was texting Wiener. I go, really? The Anthony Wiener, Mr. Penis Guy? I said, doesn't he have a wife? And she said, oh, yeah. She just brushed it off like it was nothing. Leathers from her Mount Carmel High School yearbook in 2007. Her main goal is to become famous, according to a former.
Well, she succeeded, yes.
Yes, and this go-around, as I mentioned, Wiener demonstrated a major shoe fetish. Whenever they had phone sex, he always asked what kind of shoes she was wearing. Maybe that'll be the latest light loafer to drop. Maybe he's gay. What straight man cares that much about footwear?
Oh, saying. My God. The heels are just divine.
And no shoes? How am I supposed to get off on that?
Those are Manolos, aren't they?
After Labor Day? Ick!
No, dudes only care about how the shoes make your legs look.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They don't care about the brand.
Right. Just saying. not acquainted with a straight man that cares that much about footwear.
You don't care that much about footwear.
No, I wear Uggs.
Yeah, I know.
Who's that going to get off? Nobody.
Nobody.
What are you wearing? Uggs. Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Next.
Appropriately named Uggs.
He's right. Ugg. Okay, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in on the radio, you missed the worst 3 minutes of television ever. We're having to fill at the top of the hour because Jackie's off at a wedding in Miami.
Actually, Chicago.
Courtney said she loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it goes to show you where the bar is.
It's where Courtney is. Obviously, she's
near a bar.
She's at the bar. She's like, oh, that was great.
That was the funniest thing I ever saw.
That was awesome. Okay. Is she in Chicago? No, is she? Yeah, maybe she is. I don't know.
She tweeted me and said,
oh,
yeah, by the way, I'm in Chicago.
I need to get my track. I put a microchip in her. I need to recalibrate my GPS.
It,
Right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Tell her watch out for bags of vapors.
By the way,
all over the place this time
of year.
As we
mentioned, we caused a bit of panic yesterday.
We did.
And we should correct. Somebody said we're going to be done in 2 weeks. Current TV is changing to Al Jazeera in a couple of weeks, whatever. We will have another television outlet. We will keep you apprised of that. The radio show is not going anywhere. I will do it until I die, and then I will be propped up again, and it'll be Weekend at Steffi's.
Of course, we said all this yesterday, but when people hear that we're going away, they only hear
Okay, but you should follow us, Stephanie Miller Show, at Twitter. Sign up at stephaniemiller.com, and we will let you know as soon as we know where the new visual outlet is.
The new landing.
So that you can still see Jim's impression of Mark O'Mara.
That's all it's written for me, because it's so awesome.
All right. Oh, speaking of which, we have some listener comedy from Jeffrey. Hi, Steph. Like you, I've spent a lot of time expressing outrage over the acquittal of George Zimmerman, but after hearing a spirited defense of Mr. Zimmerman by countless conservatives, I have to admit I now see things differently. We should remember that Zimmerman has probably encountered dozens, if not hundreds, of black teenagers in his lifetime who he hasn't shot.
There's that.
In fact, roughly 30% of the population of Sanford, Florida, is black, which means there are over 15,000 African Americans living there, while we've all spent this effort focusing on the one unarmed black teenager that George Zimmerman shot to death in cold blood.
The ones he hasn't shot.
We've overlooked the 15,000 African Americans in Sanford that Zimmerman didn't shoot.
Yet.
By anyone's standards, a ratio of 15,000 to 1 is an amazing record.
Okay.
So instead
It's an awesome record.
So instead of being a glass-half-empty kind of liberal, you should focus on the positive and remember all the thousands of unarmed people George Zimmerman hasn't shot and killed yet. Be comforted, Gordon.
You know what else is an awesome record?
What?
The soundtrack to Xanadu. I think he's awesome.
Wow, here's another story about how guns are always a good idea.
Okay.
Always, in every situation. Why? Look at the headline, Jim. 72-year-old Tennessee woman shoots family of seven for backing up in her driveway.
Wow.
They're fine, fortunately. She fired her .22 caliber at a car full of children. Oscar Scott, his wife, and five children were returning home from a family trip to Virginia. When they decided to take a scenic route home, Scott got a little lost and had to turn around and head back to the highway. He backed up into a narrow driveway to reverse the car, and all of a sudden, shots were fired. Scott said, she fired one shot, and my wife hollered and told her, we're just turning around, and then she shot again.
Oh, my God.
We got out of there pretty well as fast as we could. I still don't really know what her problem was. No one was hurt, thankfully. Scott notified officials who arrested the woman named Margie Ree Ramey, who said she's had a continuous problem with people tearing up her driveway. So, that would be stand your driveway.
Effing jerks.
Right, probably in Tennessee, which is
absolutely.
Fine. You're fine if you want to shoot a family of seven. Can I just tell you, people turn around in my driveway all the time. There'd be a lot of dead folks, is all I'm saying. You know where I live. It's one of those places where
people punks turning around in my driveway.
Wow! Okay. Oh, are you ready for my... And so now I've been, because of my defense of Trayvon Martin... thinking George Zimmerman is a murderer who should be in jail, I've been called a race traitor, as you recall. So now I've been called by... Let's see, who is this? Stephen. Oh, Sean. No, I'm sorry. Sean... this is, I don't believe in this hate letter, and you're involved.
Oh, I am?
Black woman neck.
Oh, God, this. Okay, I saw this yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. okay, so yesterday, oh, because you did that, and I said, you are not trying to do black woman neck, are you?
You called it black woman neck first.
Okay. And my black woman friends have said the same thing to me, but whatever. So you said, and you make fun of me all the time.
Right. And you said, I can't do black woman neck because
okay.
I have no neck.
Right. Which, Jim, by the way, Jim has tried to helpfully point out to you a gym tip. You're not supposed to lift the whole machine.
But what if you can?
Just some of, don't be show-off.
And then you complain, that, then you complain that your back hurts.
Ow! Sean writes, WTF is, according to you and your muscular built man, that's you, on your program, is black woman neck. I'm curious to know if this is your way of disrespecting and being funny to your racist audience. You and I and your hateful staff and bigoted friends, that ain't funny. Disrespectful, hateful, stereotypical, ignorant, racist, bigot. That is you and everyone associated.
My black friend Rodney thought it was funny.
With your show, who has not checked you on this.
How did our friends get involved with this?
I don't know. I'm going to tell Aisha Tyler because we've done this bit together as well.
My black friend Rodney thought it was hysterical.
I refuse to allow this to be brushed under the rug and will get others behind this effort to rid you and people like you of your public hate platform.
All right.
Right.
This is a reflection of you and your kids. Oh, well.
Well, he's barking up the wrong tree there.
He's new. I'm a childless loser, but don't bring my kids into this.
Obviously a right-winger.
And your family.
Feigning outrage.
And my family. Okay. You lost a potential fan and now will have an avid and active voice to expose your hatred of my people.
I don't think he was ever a potential fan.
Oh, God's sakes. Really, Sean? Really? Are you not acquainted with the fact that I am a race traitor?
Is that Alan West?
The rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
If you're on your show and a troll calls and says, please, please.
Black folks.
Just like your stepbrother called by the FCC.
If you're a race traitor, Stephanie Miller.
I'm a race traitor, Stephanie Miller talks on the show all day.
You're a race traitor.
When will we learn that you kid with a harmless gay?
You're a race traitor.
Race traitor. Maybe. But not too bad for you.
You're a race traitor.
Race traitor. Maybe. It's amazing what they'll do.
Yeah, I'm a traitor.
Race traitor. Maybe. The race is after you. Race traitor.
You're a race traitor.
Maybe. If they get to you, you're true.
Okay. Should I just forward him all the mail where I get called an N-word lover every day? Wow. Okay. That's hard to accomplish.
Yeah.
Pissing as many people off as I appear to. All right. Wow. And this just in about Paula Deen. Oh, no. Really?
Yep.
Paula Deen's longtime chef. She asked me to dress as Aunt Jemima. Gawker brings us the story. The New York Times lobbed the big tub of water at the grease fire of Paula Deen's career on Thursday, which, as any seasoned chef can tell you, will trigger the eruption of a huge fireball that blackens your ceiling and scorches your homemade grease soup beyond all recognition.
You're supposed to use baking powder on a grease fire and not water.
No.
Yeah.
One seasoned chef who might tell you this is Dora Charles. Charles has been head cook in Deen's kitchens for the past 22 years and is a longtime close pal of the star. Some friendship memories they share include humble beginnings in the Best Western restaurant kitchen, years of co-birthday parties, and all the instances Deen allegedly said she wanted Charles and another black woman to dress up in Aunt Jemima costumes while preparing food for guests. Deen denies those claims, though, in an inconceivably tone-deaf move. Her restaurant website features an image of that other matronly black employee banging an old-fashioned iron dinner triangle outside the restaurant. Oh, Paula.
Sure, was it Mrs. Butterworth?
Paula.
Do we know Mrs. Butterworth's race?
I
thought she was just maple.
She's maple syrup color.
Yeah, she's maple color.
I don't know that she has a race.
What race is maple?
Canadian.
You would think Canadian. Maybe she's Canadian. Oh, we are ridiculous. Uh-huh. Okay. So, speaking of the George Zimmerman trial, B-29.
Bingo.
Super Fortress.
Okay. No, juror B-29 spoke out. She's the only minority on the all-female jury that voted to acquit George Zimmerman, said that Zimmerman got away with murder and feels that she owes an apology to Trayvon Martin's parents. Interesting. Here she goes.
My first vote was second-degree murder.
Second-degree murder.
In between the 9 hours, it was hard. A lot of us, I wanted to find something bad, something that we could connect to the law. For myself, he's guilty because The evidence shows he's guilty. George Zimmerman got away with murder. But you can't get away from God. And at the end of the day, he's going to have a lot of questions and answers he has to deal with. The law couldn't prove it, but, you know, the world goes in circles.
Interesting stuff. Let's go to Debbie in Oregon on the Zimmerman thing. Hello, Debbie.
Hi. I want to talk about the fake Zimmerman superhero moment.
Yeah.
And the reason I want to talk about that is because all of the people that were involved that were supposedly witnesses and everybody are disappearing faster than cockroaches in the kitchen when the lights come on.
Right.
Anyway, if he's willing to lie about that...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then what else could he possibly be lying about?
We've been calling BS on this whole thing in the beginning. Right. I just don't. It was just weird that the press conference got canceled. There's Mark O'Meara.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really sat
and his teeth
really
in his office, and he's like, "Oh yeah, the people that he rescued didn't show up."
I'm really confused about all these people that are now, I don't know, the liberal tent, you know, herding the cats thing. All these people that are getting all softy and stuff because it's been 2 weeks. And, you know, all of a sudden, there's a whole lot of people he didn't kill. There's a whole lot of people Manson didn't kill either.
Right. Well, that was a joke.
Does that make him any less guilty?
That was a comedic hyperbole our listener was engaging in there. Jim, you were saying that there's something about the 911 call?
I was listening to part of the 911 call. I didn't get to the whole thing, but the part I heard, there was no mention of George Zimmerman. So, but I'd have to listen to the whole thing.
Interesting. Kevin in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Kevin.
Well, good morning, simultaneous racist and race traitor.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's hard to do.
Thank you. It is hard to do.
But as long as you want to be racist to me whenever you come to D.C., please keep that up. I like that kind of racism you display towards me.
the interracial commingling we did at D.C. Sexy Liberal, is that what you referred to?
We live in the Trayvon Martin age. Don't publicize that.
Okay, go ahead.
But speaking of which, the juror is saying that I at least feel a little bit more sane. There was something going on back there because, like a lot of people of my shade, was really, really stunning. And when I see the poll, you know, I caught up with the poll you mentioned the other day about 49% of white people thought that the verdict was just and true and good or whatever. It's
right.
Like WTF. I guess we still have a long way to go. Despite a black president and all that, there's still a group of people in this country that my mere presence is a threat, and it overwhelms all common sense. I'm glad. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was surprised by that, too, the racial divide on the Zimmerman trial, because I just thought it was so clear-cut, you know, just based on evidence.
Well, maybe, and as far as this one, seems like one quick thing about, you know, because some people bring up, well, what about O.J. Simpson and so on? I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. A lot of black people I talked to, because I went on the air and told you that I thought O.J. was guilty than a preacher with his pants down in a whorehouse. But a lot of black people say it's not so much that they thought that he was innocent, is that for once, maybe white people know how black people feel, you know, back in the day when Klansmen would be walking out of the courtroom with
Well, right. And just like, honestly, you know, Kevin, I think O.J. was a poor, hero for, you know,
absolutely.
For minority rights. I think George Zimmerman's an awfully poor hero for Second Amendment rights. So anyway, all right. Oh, look, everyone hates me. This is nice. Travis just sent me someone that hates me for my underarm sweat.
Yeah.
Chris writes, turn up the air or send that bitch to a doctor because that is disgusting. Listen, everybody give me a break today, would you? Oh.
You still
I may be stroking out, and nobody cares. Okay.
No, we'll just call John Fugel saying he's actually going to be here in about 40 minutes.
Good, good. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's not radio. It's Stephanie Miller.
Listen to Stephanie Miller.
From a location midway between the loudspeakers. This sequence is repeated several times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that Michael Wiener?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1- Oh, sorry, pardon me, didn't mean to interrupt you. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Terry writes, Steph, the modern Republican Party, the vagina demagogues. I said that yesterday. It was Terry that wrote that. Wow, speaking of funny stuff online, you know Ken Cuccinelli?
Yes.
The Cooch.
The Cooch, they call him.
Do they know what that means when they call
him
the
probably
Cooch?
Don't.
Yeah.
He's the wackadoodle that's running against Terry McAuliffe for Virginia governor.
Yes.
He's far, far, far right.
Yes. He wants anti-sodomy laws returned.
Right. Mm. For everybody. He wants to ban oral and anal
sex.
This
right.
For everyone.
Cooch.
No fun for anybody.
He wants to ban any kind
Virginia?
Of sex that isn't for procreation.
Mm. Right. Virginia, not for lovers
that's
anymore.
Right. No.
Of any kind.
It's only for baby makers.
This is the most immature fun online since the Anthony Weiner stuff.
Yep.
These are the fun facts from the Ken Cuccinelli's Facebook post requesting supporter feedback got quite the pro-sodomite response. Ken Cuccinelli, the conservative candidate currently locked in a tight race with Democrat Terry McAuliffe for Virginia governor, recently attempted to use social media to bolster his supporter database, asking if those who had been to his website would, quote, add your name to our endorsement map.
Oh, boy.
Thanks to the Cooch's well-publicized efforts to outlaw sodomy, he didn't get quite the response.
No, that's inviting trouble.
Yeah.
Here are some of them. Yes, I'd love to endorse you. My name is Satan, and you are my favorite. I hope to visit you personally soon to secure our contract. Somebody writes, no thanks. I like jobs. Cody writes, no, but perhaps you can tell me how it is that an overzealous prosecutor focused on having the government meddle in our affairs is supposed to be the conservative choice for governor.
Yeah.
Eric wrote, no, but please have your wife look me up if she ever comes through New Jersey, smiley face.
That's great. I love that one.
Stu writes, I do think it's a bit ironic that they certified... nozzle like yourself with Cooch in his name is doing his best to alienate as many women as possible.
That was my point.
And David writes simply, me.
Oh,
with
dear.
The B, with a B.
Okay.
Okay, that's funny. Okay.
I'm sure he meant blow him a kiss.
Right, exactly, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Sergey in Fort Worth, you're on the step.
Sergey?
Actually Sergey. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Sergey.
So screw you. Wrong, you McWrongersons. Hi, Sergey. Go ahead.
Two quick points. Three, actually. First off, I've been listening since 06, and this is my very first time calling in. So
since you were six?
06. Oh,
okay.
Have you ever gotten anything right in the history of ever?
I haven't. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sergey.
Go ahead.
Number two, I am a 21-year-old gay man, and I don't see... I mean, I normally like older dudes, but I think both Weiner and Clinton are hideous. What is it with people talking about Clinton good-looking and all that? He's hideous, and I normally like older
dudes.
In
the 90s...
He's charming. It's not just to do with looks.
I've seen pictures of him from the 90s, and he didn't look hot back then either.
Well,
and number
three, he was a little a bit of a doughy pant load back,
yeah.
back in the 90s.
And number three... Looks or not, wrong is wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Infidelity is inexcusable. I don't care if you're the hottest dude on earth. What's his name? Channing Tatum or whatever. Infidelity is wrong. Period. I don't care how anybody looks. It sickens me to see people defending Bill Clinton. What he did was just as wrong as
right.
Anthony Weiner.
That is true. And yet you are kind of a prudy little gay man, aren't you?
No comment.
All right.
He's a lady in the street and a freak in the bed.
Now that I'm on to offending everyone, I'm just going to keep going this morning. Roz in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Roz.
You're a sexual orientation traitor.
Hello, Steph.
Hey, Roz.
And don't pick on Steph for being nervous, for God's sake. She's going to end up, she's got about an hour left, and she's going to be accused of being against gays.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Sure thing. No wonder you're sweating buckets. And I take it this is not going to make the best of Stephanie Miller.
No, this will not.
Okay, kid.
As far as you know.
Big difference between Bill Clinton and Anthony Weiner is that Anthony Weiner, basically, is one of these guys that was going to be walking around Central Park in an overcoat if it wasn't for the Internet. The guy's a flasher. Clinton, I never considered to be a flasher. I can't consider him in an overcoat. But Weiner, oh, yeah, he fits that profile.
Well, yeah, and at least he wasn't dumb enough to be tweeting pictures over the Internet. And
Well, he's no Richard Quest. I'll give him that.
Oh, goodness. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I am calling Human Resources and setting up a mediation for you.
I told you, I don't drink that much at work.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
Was that Amanda Bynes?
No.
Stop it. Who wants some more cocktail wiener for breakfast?
It's not dozens and dozens. It is 6 to 10, I suppose, but I can't tell you absolutely what someone else is going to consider inappropriate or not.
Yeah, I can pretty well.
Six, 10, 69.
If he doesn't have a solid definition of inappropriate,
that's the problem. No,
right. Yeah, I think it was a bit about 6.5 it hit inappropriate. Other than that, it was really like
6.5 after
Mr.
the
Manners.
First time he said he wasn't going to do it anymore.
Sure.
Never, ever, ever going to do it again if it's this one time. And then this time. And then this time, too.
Dear God.
I am not one of your fans!
Oh, right. My buddy, Dean Abdallah, who I'm on CNN with almost every night, joins us now. He has a great new piece. Anthony Weiner, other Democrats and sex scandals don't mention God. Well, at least not after the sex. Hello, Dean. Good morning, sir.
How are you? I heard it's been a crazy morning. What have you been doing?
A little bit.
A little bit of news. But, you know, you actually brought up a good point, that Democrats invoke therapy and Republicans invoke God. I would not say that Anthony Weiner is the best poster boy for therapy, would you?
No, but I think, you know, Huma talked about it at the press event the other day, and that they've been in a lot of therapy, and other people have said he has to go back to therapy. And, I mean, for me, I think it's honestly, it's just politicians playing their base. Republicans, you talk about God, forgiveness, biblical quotes. In New York, more people believe in therapy than God. So I think, you know, you're talking about therapy, and people are like, hey, I know what you're talking about. I've been to therapy. I'm agnostic on therapy, but I believe in God, myself personally.
Yeah. I bet he was probably plenty religious during it. I'm just guessing.
Oh, God.
Right.
Well, he didn't have sex. He just, I don't know what he was doing while he was tweeting and typing these things. I mean, who knows?
I have a good idea what he was doing, Dean.
Does he have three hands?
Or is it just purely like some bizarre, visceral thrill for him that's just sexual in nature, but just like a game. Like, I fight with right-wing trolls on the internet, on Twitter. It's not sexual to me, but it is exhilarating.
But it does get you off in a
no,
political sense.
Intellectual.
No, not in a sexual sense, but in a intellectual sense. Mm-hmm. I do, because they're basically stupid people. It's fun showing how dumb they are. And, you know, and I think there's a theme with the conservatives on that. But, you know, and playing with the Bible for the South, it works perfectly. So I don't think they're any really different. I don't think God is in sex scandals in the South and not in the ones in the North. I think if you took a Southern politician and put him up here, he or she would talk the way you have to get reelected.
Well,
they're all about reelection.
You contrasted them talking about therapy with Mark Sanford. I remember that. He said, none of us go through life without mistakes, but in their wake we can learn a lot about grace, a God of second chances, and be the better for it. And then he said he was aware of his human failings, but I'm equally aware that God forgives people who are imperfect. Yeah, it's interesting how easily God forgives Republicans. It's weird, right?
God forgives it a lot. And when he won, and Mark Sanford won the special election a few months ago, he said, I stand before you with a whole new appreciation for the God of second chances. So there's more than one God, apparently. There's a God of second chances I didn't know about.
Wow.
Yes. And you
it's like a Roman God.
You contrast our friend Elliot Spitzer, no mention of God, and yet David Vitter said, I asked for and received forgiveness from God and my wife. And you mentioned that his wife got second billing.
Right,
to God
first. He went to God. I would have went wife. All Wiener and Spitzer and their stuff always talk about wife first. In the South, or for Republicans, God's first, then it's wife, and then it's your girlfriend, mistress, prostitute, somewhere. God's met in the bathroom, whatever it might be.
But you talk about that they're playing to their base. You say for Republicans, God is huge. He's bigger than Honey Boo Boo, the guys from Duck Dynasty, and Ted Nugent all rolled into one.
That's great. So, I mean, that's really, I think they're really playing to their base, but they invoke it well, and it works. I mean, everyone believes in forgiveness, except for like something like Ariel Castro, that kind of horrible person. But these kind of like minor transgressions that are more personal with your wife, or, you know, that's more of a family thing. But because you're an elected official, we get to judge you.
Yeah.
And
by the way, I was going to say that's what we were talking about on CNN was Ariel Castro. And I was saying, as a, you know, I'm a little squishy as a liberal on the death penalty anyway, but I think it's more appropriate for him because that's what he sentenced them to pretty much, right, his life imprisonment. And I think that it also, you know, it spares them having to testify. If you watch them, you know, in that last interview.
I mean, the plea bargain.
They're damaged. Right. Yeah. I mean, they really
are. Oh, my God. People don't realize how hard. I used to be a lawyer, and I wasn't even a great lawyer, but when I cross-examine people, a lot of them, they start sweating. It confuses them. Now, you have to go through. Think about these poor women. There's literally 440 counts of rape. Means the state has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt every count. Meaning these women have to testify about 440 times being raped, broken down between three people. So each one has to recite facts around 100 rapes and how confusing and is that the right day. And it just becomes a painful ordeal to them. So to me, we talked about yesterday, it's all about the victims. If they say, hey, nope, do the plea bargain, just life in sentence, life in jail.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I can't believe Medved agreed with us. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's something. I don't know. A wormhole in the universe opened once again. So, by the way, so we were talking about a lot of this, too, is how Wiener has handled this, I think, from the beginning. You remember he said, oh, my Twitter account was hacked. Oh, I can't say for sure it's me. I mean, I think it's breaking the public trust, isn't it, more than even what's between he and his wife. I think it's the fact that he did the same thing again after telling the public that he was, you know, not doing it anymore and was, you know, reformed and all that. Don't you think that's, I mean, it looks like the latest polling, that's what's happening, right?
That's what, I think that is where it goes beyond being between him and his wife or his family and us, is when you can't trust the guy. It's not just one transgression. It's like he's almost sociopathic. I'm not a psychologist. My sister is, and I can ask her. But he's really got some problems being right and wrong on this issue. I love when he said the press event, I apologize to anyone who may have received this. Like, he's spamming women. It's not even directed to anyone. He's just spamming pictures of his wiener out to women all over the world.
I love you, baby. Hey, no, not you. Those. I mean you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. That's really indiscriminate.
It's like you won the Nigerian lottery and a picture of Wiener's wiener.
Yeah,
you
know, he's in a lot of inboxes, as it were, is what your point is. Well, you know, what do you think, Dean? Because we were saying it looks like the major poll, the NBC Wall Street Journal, shows a huge drop, but there was a Quinnipiac that showed him still ahead. What do you think?
I live in New York City. I think the ones who are still supporting him now will probably stay with him to the end, but I think this is really going to help. Hopefully it helps the other candidates, because Christine Quinn's going to win the primary, but she's not going to get to the point of not having a runoff. So there has to be a runoff between her and the number two person. And I hope it's a real candidate, not Wiener, so they can have a real discussion on the issues that are important to us here in New York, where I live, like de Blasio or Bill Thompson, one of those two. And they're moving up a little. And let them have a real discussion. As opposed to Wiener and Twitter and Facebook, it gets away from the issues that people live in New York City about housing, job creation.
Right.
You know, crime is actually doing pretty well here, but unfortunately, you know, Ray Kelly, the racial profiler, who, by the way, he was at CNN the other day going on after us in the green room. And I'm like, this surveillance of Muslims has gone too far when you're actually, the police commissioner's standing next to me to watch. I'm like, this is outrageous.
This is outrageous profiling, and I will not stand for it. So you think there is a general Wiener fatigue in New York, is what you're saying.
There's Wiener fatigue. There's a lot of, you know, people are tired of the Wiener. And Spitzer looks like, you know, husband of the year. Like, he's looking better and better every day.
Yeah.
He went to a few prostitutes. He didn't continue afterwards. And he's cut from a different cloth.
Well, I agree. No, I agree. And I actually really like Elliot personally, and I think he's very smart. And, again, we've been all over, like, what the differences are with Clinton and this and that. But, what I thought we were laughing about when he said, well, I told you there was more. It reminded me of Lance Armstrong yesterday saying, well, you should have known I was doping. You idiot.
How could I win those races? I'm a small white guy.
But isn't there a similar thread there, Dean, where it's about the public trust, you know, that Lance lied, obviously, to everybody, but including the public. But I love that. He said that, this is Gawker says, Lance Armstrong has filed a motion to dismiss the federal lawsuit, claiming he didn't defraud his sponsor because the Postal Service should have known he was cheating the whole time. Armstrong claims because news outlets reported he had used, you know, he was doping, the Postal Service should have known about his lying, cheating ways, but instead did nothing. He said,
I was doping. Why didn't you stop me?
I mean, is that incredible or what?
It's as a former lawyer, that is something I would have brought up too, because you say some of it is the victim, in this case, the victim being a major corporation, for not being circumspect in seeing what's going on, and so they don't get all the full recovery. It's really just a way of mitigating damages, not to really get rid of it completely. But, Armstrong's just come to New York and run for mayor or comptroller. I mean, he's ready. He's got the scandal. I think in the future we should recruit people from scandals to run for office. Right. Why wait for them?
Just get it over first.
Get a scandal. If you have a sex tape cabinet position, why not?
So,
let's not wait for you to do something.
We played the Anthony Weiner soundbite before we had you on. This is the moral question of our time. How many pictures of your do you have to send before, like six, nine, when, before it's inappropriate? Where would you? What would you put the over under? How many women would be inappropriate?
I think it depends on the span of time. I would go three. Is that the right answer?
Yeah, I think so.
Three is inappropriate. One.
How many pictures of your can you send
hey,
to random women on the internet? Why your wife's pregnant? Okay, let me just educate you.
You have pubes
on. One. Just
sex,
one
right?
is inappropriate.
No, three. You have John on next. Ask to have John talk about this woman that is in a relationship with Wiener online.
Sydney Leathers.
She came to him first.
Right.
John. So I mean, you may know that already, but John.
I did not know that.
Show last night. He mentioned it, not on air, in the break, so you can have his little information.
Oh, dear God.
He's on with us.
Oh, she's like a liberal guy fangirl, right?
Right, and she sent pictures of him, you know, with not a lot of clothing on. And
oh, my
like,
God. I cannot wait for Fridays with Bugle Sing.
So you're going to have that. So you got that on John, and I saw him last night. And it's, you know, you guys are great.
By the way, as we know, John Fugelsang is, you know, unbelievably, mind-bendingly smoking hot. So this girl, I mean, come on. Which she's very indiscriminate. There's no difference between John Fugelsang and Anthony Weiner. I don't.
There's something for Jim
John
here.
Is, hmm?
There's
John, I get photos from women saying, "Can you forward this to John Fugelsang?" That's how hot John.
I mean, come on.
Don't even look at my pictures. I know you know John. Send him my topless pictures.
Really? You can't get John Anthony Weiner's your next. Really? Oh, my God.
John would be a great mayor of New York. There's a guy
there you go.
Yeah.
Understands the issues, articulate, and...
And dreamy.
I don't think he's dreamy to many, white and pasty to others, you know.
Oh, by the way, you were on last night with our good friend, Hot Bree, Melissa Fitzgerald, who she just asked me, she said, my friend thinks Dean is really cute, is he single? And I said, no, he's married, but he's Muslim, so if she's okay with being wife number two.
I can have more than one wife.
Right.
I can have wife number two, and wife number three,
right.
Wife number four.
So I'll try to hook you up, brother.
Thank you. I like what awesome. You guys are doing. And she was great to be on. She's very smart and very committed activist.
Awesome. I'll friend. See how, I'll suss out her friend's interest in being wife number two.
Well, see if we can, well, send me some photos, and yeah, I'll confer with John and Anthony Weiner, and then Carlos Danger. If you, let's be honest, if your name is Anthony Weiner, Carlos Danger's a step up.
So yes, it is.
It's like, all right, whatever. All right. Somebody said he should have said his name was John Boner.
Yeah.
Why not? All right.
That's too obvious.
Yeah.
Dean, see you in the TV machine later.
I'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye. I am on the Aaron Burnett Show almost pretty much every day. With Dean and others on the panel at 4:45 Pacific.
Oh, no.
Pardon?
Not
me?
Literally on
Aaron Burnett. No, you would.
Are you on Dean Obadala?
No, not technically.
All right.
We are. My box is next to his.
He has a box.
Right.
That's
40.
News.
Oh my goodness. 46 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number. Right back.
Wow. I don't believe it. This is too good to be real. Of course, this is real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah! 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Well, that was a little bomb that Dean Obadala dropped. John Fugelsang, apparently, he said, told him last night that, what's her name, Leathers?
Sydney Leathers.
Sydney Leathers actually wrote to John Fugelsang as well. That's the Anthony Weiner girl. So she's obviously like a liberal... guy fangirl.
We are going to be talking to John Fugelsang in about 15 minutes.
Can't wait.
Let's see what he has to say about that.
All you right. might want to stay tuned for that.
Right?
Okay. That's what we call a tease.
Have we put his name in? It's amazing. I wonder what the name generator does with Fugelsang.
Oh, wow.
That's got to be something. I've already forgotten mine. Rolanda
I've
Danger?
Mine.
Rolanda, no, not
I've
Danger. Trouble? Something. Yeah. All right. At any rate. Oh, by the way. There is an actual Carlos Danger. He's real. He's a Republican, and he wants you to leave him alone. Gawker brings us the story. Carlos Danger is not only the narcissistic quaff Anthony Weiner assumed to shield his identity. It's also the government name of a real 37-year-old psychiatrist with a real medical practice, real Miami address, and a real phone number. And the real Carlos Danger wants you to leave him alone.
Yeah.
Dr. Danger does not want to talk to you. His answering service does not want to talk to you. His staff of receptionists, who have been forced to be the frontline defense against 48 hours worth of jerky boy phone calls, really, really, truly, absolutely does not want to talk to you. Because we're apparently holes. We called to find out how many calls they fielded in the last few days. No comment. The receptionist barked.
Oh,
dear.
I put John Fugelsang's name in the
yes?
Carlos Danger name.
What happened?
Rolando Covert.
Rolando.
All right.
I think mine's Sven Garcia.
We've spent entirely too much time on thedirty.com this week. In fact, we just posted our vacation pictures. Roland and the hot Bream Elizabeth Cheryl and I went to Canyon Ranch a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And we posted the pictures. And Donald, for one, is disgusting. There's one funny picture we posted of me getting a facial, and I have white stuff all over my face.
White goop.
Yeah. And Donald writes, that's what Steph would look like after a night with me.
Oh.
All right, people, come on. Let's get our minds out of the...
What was that white goop?
I don't know. Some sort of facial mask.
You let them put some unknown white goopy substance on your face.
You know what? When you are at a spa, there are blurred lines.
Could be.
Ask the moon.
You know you want
if you
it.
Can't hear...
I do.
I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page, maybe I'm going deaf, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm out of mind.
Oh.
Oh, hey, now, he was boastful, tried to domesticate you, but you're an animal, baby. It's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no paper. That man is not your maker. And that's why I'm gonna make it a girl.
Yeah, you know you want it.
I know you want it. I know you want it. I know you want it. You're a good girl.
I love me some auto-tuning. Who doesn't? Okay, Mike and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi. First of all, my last name is Dickman, and I've never flashed my wiener, so it can't be the last name.
False sex is what, Mr. Dickman? I'm sorry. What?
He's another high-profile person who has a sex addiction and can't control himself, so I don't really feel sorry for him. But I listened to the interview with the 23-year-old, and for her to play this out like she was a victim and manipulated, did somebody force her onto the Internet?
No,
she's
not a victim. She went after him, actually. Yeah.
And so I don't excuse either one of them. I wish we'd hold people to a higher standard, and that starts with trust. And once you've lost that with your spouse or the public, I just don't think you should be running for office.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And, Mike, you know what it is? I think that speaks to personal issues for all of us, too, that's exactly what it is. It's not generally what someone does. It's the trust. It's whatever it is that breaks the trust. And I think you're right. In this case, it's more about the public trust. Right? That he made such a big deal about telling the public about it the last time. And I went on CNN and went, okay, you know, redemption, give him a second chance. And it's just that's what I think. Because it makes us feel like idiots, right?
Thank you, folks.
All right, Mr. Dickman, we appreciate it. All right. Seriously, if George Zimmerman can have a series.
Than a speeding bullet.
I just shot myself.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Oh, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Zimmerman.
Zimmerman, who came to this planet from a strange and faraway place and settled in Florida,
Florida,
where he fought for truth, justice, and the American way. His American way.
Help me, George Zimmerman. You're my only hope.
The adventures of Zimmerman.
All right.
By the way, that's why we called BS on the rescue story. Really? You think he rescued? How long would it take him to get to the car, for God's sakes? Never mind, I'm winded.
There are some rumors floating around, possibly salon.com, that the accident happened near where George was, and an officer arrived on the scene and said, and called George on his cell phone and said, get down here.
Yeah.
This whole thing has always seemed weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
That authorities. Oh, you mean the same authorities that didn't investigate the original murder and didn't prosecute you?
Right. Salon is reporting that.
The authorities say George rescued a family.
That was the one I was reading this morning.
Yeah. Salon is reporting that as a rumor. So we have to report it as a rumor as well.
Tell me the story is not the weirdest thing you've ever heard.
Right.
Really, right near where he shot Trayvon, he rescued some family from a car who suddenly canceled the press conference at the last minute to talk about what a hero George is.
Hey, George, you got to get down to the place. There's a car that's home returned. It would look really good if you went down there.
We have no information that...
We have no information that that's true, but that's what's going on out there.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Anthony in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
I have a real problem with juror B-29 coming out at this point in time, and let me tell you why. She must have truly believed that some of the facts in the case pointed to murder. If she seems to be a woman of conscience, why not follow your conscience, hold out for a hung jury, and hope for a retrial?
Yeah, I get it, but she felt, and I think, again, it's because of the stand your ground and jury instructions. Mm-hmm. That's my, you know, take on it.
Right.
John Pugel saying next. Hello, I'm the Stephanie Miller Show. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, it's Friday, which is always exciting, but today...
Even more!
Yeah, from the New York Bureau.
Just come to hear which theme song I'm going to get each week.
Squee! Good morning, Joan Fugelsang.
Greetings, children. Hello from New York City and the New York City Bureau.
Yay.
Stephanie Miller Show.
So, Dean, our friend, our mutual friend, Dean Abadala, was just on. And
he was on my show last night.
So he mentioned, that Sydney Leathers wrote to you as well, the Anthony Weiner girl?
Oh, man, he told you that on air?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've actually exchanged emails with more than one of the women in Anthony Weiner's life, because they tell you when that happens. Although I got some letters from Sydney over a year ago. Very nice girl, very, very nice person, likes politics, and I think it's just like there's athletic groupies, and there's sports groupies, and there's Hollywood groupies, and there's politics groupies, and Anthony Weiner doesn't really have a sense of parameters, I get the impression.
Well, we were laughing, right? We said liberal guy, fangirl, but I said there's quite a drop-off from John Fugelsang to Anthony Weiner, is all I'm saying.
Well...
Clearly, it was grief over not being able to get the cream of the crop.
Well, thank you. She was a very lovely girl. But, yeah, it's amazing here in New York, because, as you know, the weather has been so disgusting. Huma Abedin's defending it. But now it's kind of like... You know, I did the Wendy Williams show yesterday. It's airing today, and all they wanted to talk about was Anthony Weiner. All anyone wants to talk about is Anthony Weiner, and it's amazing that this is the first sex scandal with no sex. The guy's probably never going to have sex again. He's having no sex of any kind, and the media keeps saying he needs to pull out. And
John Fugelsang
wrote
that.
I love my country.
All right, John Fugelsang. So I was asking Dean the latest. I mean, obviously the NBC Wall Street Journal shows a huge drop in his polls, and then I saw a Quinnipiac where he's still ahead. What do you think is happening?
Well, I think it's terrible. I live in a city. When you hear that, you know, Weiner's poll goes down, you have to wonder if it's a double entendre or not. Obviously, I think he's not going to drop out. He is going to shuffle along. He's going to gracefully lose the primary and go away. That's how it's going to play out.
Yeah.
He will stay in the race. He will do very well in debates. He will say a lot of great things, and he will gracefully just...
I love that he thinks that things like this are... he's helping himself.
It's not dozens and dozens. It is 6 to 10, I suppose, but I can't tell you absolutely what someone else is going to consider inappropriate or not.
He's making Elliot look great. That's the real thing. If you get a chance, go on YouTube and see the commercials that they're running for Elliot's campaign.
I've seen some,
I mean, great, really reminds you of why you wanted him to be president in the first place. And, just terrific stuff. And I think this helps Elliot and Christine Quinn. That's about it.
Yeah.
It's sad. And Huma, everyone's being mad to her. And I think, I don't get it. This woman's done everything society tells her a woman is supposed to do. She stays by her husband and through better or worse. She keeps her family together. She gave that speech last week, and she said, you know, I'm doing this for myself, my child, and my family.
Well, and I said that, John, as a childless loser, I said, look, I can't speculate, you know, a woman with a new baby and what that's like. But I do think, you know, it's interesting. Jackie's the one that said, she objected to people calling her brave. She just said, she thinks letting a man mistreat you and humiliate you like that publicly and repeatedly, is not a
good... Well, I think the media has been much more crueler to her than Anthony Weiner ever was. Anthony Weiner was a selfish D-bag who didn't care about his wife's feelings, but the media has been out and out malicious towards her. And again, this woman's Sydney, I've never met her. She did send me some emails a couple years ago through Facebook, or last year through Facebook.
Pictures? Did she send pictures, John?
Well, if she did, I'd be selling them right now. But, you know, like...
Show
nice
me in the doll
person,
where she touched you.
Nice, very young, you know, like you can tell when you're just talking to someone who's really sweet and really young. And the fact that Congressman Weiner couldn't tell that tells me he was exploiting someone
but John,
who was vulnerable.
Yeah, but John, also not a victim, do you think? I mean,
no, not a victim at all. Not a victim one bit. She knew exactly what she was doing, and she was trying to... And she's on the
grip. She knew he was married, obviously, right?
She knew he was married, and she's trying to get money out of it, too, from everything I've read this week. So, no, she's hardly innocent.
Right.
But, you know, really, it's like there's people you go down a path with and people you say, oh, let me be an adult here, and he made the choice not to.
Yeah.
And he totally, I have no doubt... I never spoke to her on the phone or anything. I spoke with her on Facebook. But again, you know, he exploited a vulnerable person, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
And that's hot for some people. But again, you got to say one more time, the men out there in Steph world, if a woman you've only met on the internet really wants you to send a picture of your penis, most likely she already has a penis of her own.
Yeah.
Stop sending your junk on the internet, men. My God,
stop
it's like
it.
You could be the world's urologist now. It's like if I
Bonnie in Riverside, California, you're on with John. Hey, Bonnie.
Hi, Steph. Hey, you let me down. I thought you were above sweating, like that wingnut called in.
You thought I was what?
I thought you were above sweating.
Above sweating.
Oh.
Like that wingnut who called in.
No,
anyway,
I'm a woman of a certain age.
You are guilty of being witty, gorgeous, and a liberal. And
terrible.
You're on the hit list, obviously. But, you know, what if Weiner's wife had cancer, was in the hospital while he was having an affair, like Gingrich? You know, isn't that a lot worse? And what I remember of Weiner is him defending us, screaming at some of those wing nuts for liberal standards. And I think that we're just, you know, we should be kind of backing him and let his... I think a lot of these people are set up, because I remember you saying you wanted to have babies one time with Keith Olbermann, and they got him out. They admitted they got him out. So, and one more thing.
That was quite a while
ago. All Christians aren't hate mongers, because the GOP's hate. They are hate mongers. God is love, and that's what Christians are. God bless you all. Bye.
John, she'll take no further questions.
I can tell, yeah.
She just wanted to drop a God bomb on you.
Well, she actually made a couple of good points, because, you know, if Anthony Weiner had tortured some guy or taken a diaper fetish to the D.C. madam or used taxpayer funds to go have sex with a person in another country, the GOP would have to support him, right? I mean, that's who they get behind. I mean, Mark Sanford blazed a mighty trail, and Anthony Weiner's sins don't come anywhere near people like David Vitter. But the fact is, New York voters will forgive a sinner. They won't forgive a serial liar.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of people pointed out, our friends Frank Rich and Michael Tomosky, among others, about this would be no favor to Hillary Clinton 2016 presidential campaign.
Exactly. And, you know, if whomever plans on running for office herself now, I think she'd have to leave him. I mean, I'm assuming she loves her husband, and that's why she's staying, and that's what people do. Hillary Clinton took a lot of crap for staying with her husband, too. But sometimes you really do love a person, and you forgive them, and you make it better, and the marriage gets stronger. That's what grown-ups try to do, right?
Yep.
And I think if she ever wanted to run, compared to Hillary, she would have to divorce him to have credibility at this point.
And, John, you make a good point. That was part of, I thought, the hypocrisy of the right about the whole Clinton thing. It's like these people on their third and fourth marriages were commenting on the Clinton staying in their first marriage,
Well, people on the right don't ever get to say a single bad thing about Anthony Weiner, ever, okay? Let's not forget we've lost, I think, two Republican congressmen for inappropriate sexual things in the past 5 years, Foley and Mike Lee. And, you know, please, David Vitter is still in Congress. That's all you need to know about the GOP Party of Family Values.
Exactly.
Thank you, Screechy Baby. I come here to get away from one of those.
Senator Diaper Boy, by the way, speaking of polls and Hillary, Rand Paul pulls ahead in national Republican primary polls, still gets crushed by Hillary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're all running for the right to get crushed by Hillary, crushed like a grape.
Please make Rand Paul the nominee. Please make Ted Cruz.
No, this would be awesome, right? John, this is it. Like, are they really going to go that right wing crazy? And it's, you know, early polling has shown a trend among Republicans of favoring candidates who have the best chance of being clobbered by Hillary Clinton. This is a new PPP poll shows Rand Paul holding a 3-point lead over his nearest competitors, but still trailing Hillary by 8 points in a head-to-head matchup. Mediaite writing, as I predicted, Senator Rand Paul's defense of Lincoln-hating secessionist staffer Jack the Southern Avenger Hunter hasn't hurt him. It's only helped him.
Wow. Well,
among their remaining
now, but
racist white base, right?
Well, that's because Rand Paul has done so much for black folks. He'll tell you about this. He's always been a huge champion of civil rights, especially when he opposes the Americans with Disabilities Act. And Tomasky wrote a great piece on earlier this week about how please make Ted Cruz the nominee. Please. Because he ain't dumb, but he is crazy.
Yeah, I got it right in front of me.
And Hillary Clinton's Hillary Clinton's not monolithic, folks. What we forget is that she's a terrible public speaker. And that, you know, the GOP is schizophrenic on her. They hated her in the 90s, then they loved her as a rather conservative Democratic senator, loved her as Secretary of State, and now they hate her again. It's like 90s nostalgia. I need a Faith No More mixtape for all this GOP Hillary.
Wow.
But, you know, the thing in the polling, John, that they're pointing out is that all the Republicans who poll the closest to Hillary are all losing now to Rand Paul, or, like you say, as Tomasky pointed out, literally it is not outside the realm of a possibility that it could be Ted Cruz.
You know, the only one who could beat her, I think, in a general, if it was held today, is Chris Christie, and he would never get the nomination because of the Tea Party, because he has insufficient hatred for Muslims and gays.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yes, my friend Michael Tomasky.
Whom you want to date, then kiss and hug and love.
Yes.
And call George.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're right, John. This was a great piece. I have it in front of me. Ted Cruz off to the races. He was in Iowa insisting he's not thinking about 2016, which means what now?
He's thinking about 2016.
Right, thank you very much.
And he'll take Ted will take the whole party down with him, too.
Yeah, and he's only been in the Senate 7 months. I mean, you know, that's less than
Obama
by 2 full years.
Barack Obama wasn't experienced. Yeah.
Right.
Barack Obama lacked the experience. That's why I like Sarah Palin and Ted Cruz.
Yeah. it seems preposterous, Tomasky writes, and impossible, but in today's Republican Party, nothing is preposterous and impossible. He will run. He could win the nomination, but could he actually win the presidency? The real question is how far out there the GOP is prepared to go before it faces up to reality and comes back to the planet the rest of us inhabit. And the answer to that question, I think, is pretty damn far enough for it to benefit Cruz, even as it kills the GOP, which I think is just, honestly, you should stand on principles. We should have another Goldwater year. Just vote on principle.
That'd be so awesome.
Ted Cruz, much better choice than
anyone. I want to see that birth certificate. It's going to be huge. Where's that Canadian birth certificate, Ted Cruz?
17 minutes after the hour. We continue more Fridays with Fuglesang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ooh, I like her.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Sexy Liberal John Fuglesang in the New York Bureau of Fridays with Fuglesang. Hello, John Fuglesang. More of the Michael Tomasky piece you were talking about. It really is so titillating, isn't it, that they might choose someone like Ted Cruz?
It would be amazing. It would show that they don't mean anything they've ever said about Obama when they criticized him, too.
Oh, it's awesome. Tomasky writes, if Clinton gets in, unemployment's below 7% and America's scandal and calamity-free, I bet conservatives will think in the back of their minds, what the hell, we're going to lose anyway. We might as well choose someone we really like, which we didn't do last time, and be entertained in the process. I say yes. Your party will survive. Take the craziest bastard you can, just for fun. Do it. Don't let those squishy in the middle kind of moderates take over your party. Go!
Go on big principle. And go crazy, Tea Party. Wreck it, wreck it, wreck it. We'll be gerrymandering for decades to help accommodate you freaks. Do it. I'm voting for Elizabeth Warren anyway, so I don't care who runs.
Tomasky says, now let's be clear, Cruz would lose. Clinton would destroy him. Remember where you read it. If 2016 pits Clinton against Cruz, the Democrats will carry Georgia. Oh, dear. But then he says the corollary here is lightning could strike and Cruz could actually win. Oh, dear God.
There's all, you know, there's always the possibility of that.
Right. A Cruz presidency would be a horror beyond my ability to contemplate, as I said.
Be great. Oh, comedians would dance.
Right. But he said, I have a hard time seeing it, the card. So I welcome a Cruz candidacy. The best thing that can happen to this country, the most important thing that needs to happen, is for the Republican Party to return to some version of what it was in the 80s, say when it was a conservative, to be sure, but its members weren't so feverishly devoted to some ideological and cultural vision of an abstract America. They were actively trying to burn the existing America down. Mm-hmm. My sense tells me a Cruz candidacy hastens that day.
By the way, this 1950s era they long for, it was more socially conservative, but it was also more economically responsible. You had a sane tax rate on the richest 1% of the population, and America thrived because of it.
Yep. The president talk. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
No, I was going to say. Never mind. It's not.
Okay.
All right.
We've begun to lay a new foundation for stronger, more durable, more sustainable economic growth.
If we could get a little help from the backstage crew in Congress, the president.
The point is, with an endless distraction of political posturing and phony scandals and Lord knows what, Washington keeps taking its eye off the ball. And that needs to stop.
That passage drove Fox News a dump yesterday.
Yeah. Let me tell you, they had so many mass orgasms at Fox News over the phrase phony scandals, the cleanups could take longer than BP in New York.
What about Benghazi?
All day.
Benghazi, real scandal?
No, Benghazi is a real tragedy that you exploited to smear a president. That's what Benghazi
is. The IRS!
Now, yesterday, Jim, as you know, the boner said that this president's speech was an Easter egg with no candy in it.
What Easter eggs have candy in
something.
Them?
Today, it's
the speech turned out to be all sizzle and no steak. That's assuming that there is any sizzle left after you've reheated this thing so many times.
Oh. Boner must be hungry.
I'm going to mix metaphors now.
Here comes the steak.
Which is it? Make up your mind, you flip-flopper. Is it an Easter egg with no candy or a
sweet
steak
or savory,
with no sizzle?
Sweet or savory.
It's a Twinkie with no jam. It's a donut with no creamy fill.
It's an Easter steak with no peanut butter.
That's exactly right. Thank you. It's clearly an Easter steak with no peanut butter. God.
Well, being logical is not my job, Stephanie.
Do we need to write everything for you, Boner? Okay. Brian and Charlotte, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with John.
Hey, good morning. Hi, John.
Hey.
The whole Zimmerman on the Zimmerman thing, they proved that he was a liar. They proved his family were liars.
He proved it. He committed perjury.
Right. I mean, they have this guy on videotape changing his story about 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But what they failed to prove was that he got out of the car to intentionally kill Trayvon Martin.
No, they didn't prove that. No, and I don't think anyone believes that was his intent when he got out of the car.
Right. And so, according to the law, which is the worst law in the history of man, because that's why we have all these guns, that he was able to get away with murder. And I've been saying that I knew he was going to get off, and that is the reason why.
Me too.
And for the brother who called, who said you're a racist, hey, bro, if you're still listening, good luck on trying to find other brothers recruiting other brothers for the cause, because it ain't happening.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it. All right. The president also talking about the economy again.
Unfortunately, over the past couple of years in particular, Washington hasn't just ignored the problem. A lot of times it's made things worse.
And I like this part, John. He just challenged them once again to go, where's your ideas?
I'm laying out my ideas to give the middle class a better shot. And if the Republicans don't agree with me, I want them to lay out their ideas. If they've got better ideas to make sure every American knows the security of affordable health care, well, share it with the country.
Do it.
Repealing Obamacare and slashing our budgets in education and research and infrastructure, that's not an economic plan.
Yes, it is.
You won't pay the bills in this country when we've already racked up those bills. That's not an economic plan. You know, that's just being a deadbeat.
Hi.
Yeah.
Snap.
Nicely done.
Snap. Salon tweeted, so much for autopsies and rebranding. Voters identifying as Republicans down 20% since 2012.
Wow.
Yikes. How are those Victor the Victory elephants selling these days?
They cop out now, though, and they say that they identify as conservatives and not Republicans because they're upset with the party.
Right.
It's a cop out.
the president one more time.
Healthcare costs starting to slow down. Deficits plummeting. Jobs up. Exports up. Energy production up. We've cleared away the rubble from the financial crisis, thanks to the grit and resilience of the American people. And we've begun to lay a new foundation for stronger, more durable, more sustainable economic growth.
Yeah, and by the way, John, speaking of the whole, if they go that far right, they, you know, say Ted Cruz or Rand Paul for president, it's because the same problem they have in the House. Like we were saying, they're only worried about getting primaried on the right by teabaggers.
Exactly right. Well, that's also why I kind of wish that they would run Chris Christie, so people can see how not moderate he really is. Chris Christie is a person who would repeal Roe versus Wade and make women who terminate pregancies go to jail, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's who he is. And it'd be great to watch any of these numbnutses go up against him.
Speaking of speaking of primaries from the right, Jim, we'll tell you about Mitch McConnell's turtle trouble.
Oh, yeah.
We got turtle trouble.
I have some lettuce stuck in my craw.
All right, we'll talk about that next. Fridays at Dougal's on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've never seen a woman drink that much. You're amazing.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, heck, I haven't even started yet. Woo!
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, Fridays with John Fugelsang, 1-800-STEP-1-TRUE. Jim, we got turtle trouble in a...
Turtle trouble.
Yeah. Allies of Senator Mitch McConnell tried to push Matt Bevin, he's the Republican, not to launch a primary challenge. The National Review report said one advisor to Bevin, Mitch McConnell's people reached out to Matt for several months through all different avenues trying to convince him not to run. They can pretend like they're not afraid, and they can call him a nuisance, but they were desperate not to have him because they're scared. First they tried to threaten him, and then they tried to dangle shiny political prizes. Ooh, look over
here. The most unpopular senator in the entire Senate.
Yeah.
And arguably the most powerful.
I'm just going to stay in my shell from now on.
Turtle tunnel.
Turtle trouble.
Yeah. By the way, this is how they're already teabagging him, John. His Bevin spokesperson said, Mitch voted for all the bailouts. He voted for amnesty, voted to raise the debt ceiling at least 9 times. He orchestrated the boondoggle debt ceiling deal of 2011. He voted for higher taxes. He's been one of the biggest culprits of bigger spending. He's been a pork king.
He voted for the bridge to nowhere.
The list goes on and on. Oh, my God.
A lot of that's lies. He didn't vote for amnesty. Like, that's saying that the Gang of Eight's immigration reform plan is amnesty. It's not. Amnesty is what Ronnie Reagan did. So if you don't like amnesty, you got to throw out your Ronald Reagan blow up love doll.
This is what the teabagging from the right is going to sound like. You know what I mean? It's interspecies. It's just a crime.
Turtle tunnel.
Oh. I have a very thick shell. So good luck with that.
Daryl in New Jersey, you're on with John. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, John.
Hi. Go ahead.
To me, it's amazing that Anthony Weiner is still even running for mayor. And this is my point. The point is, part of the job description is to basically keep your nose clean and stay on the straight and narrow.
Right.
And, he's not doing that. And I mean, first and foremost, he's really above all else a figurehead.
He's definitely not keeping his keyboard clean, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's not keeping his nose clean. He's first and foremost, he's a figurehead. I mean, he has dozens of people as advisors to help in decision-making.
Not dozens.
And, I mean, his job is to look like a mayor.
It turns out he's kind of a wiener.
As it turns out. Who could have seen that coming?
Surprisingly. I'm Carlos Danger. You killed my career. Prepare to die.
Muy peligroso.
You know, I mean, when you have first the naked pictures, then filthy dialogue, then Carlos Danger, he's the first man to use politics as a stepping stone to porn. And I celebrate that.
Kathy in Spokane, you're on with John. Hi, Kath.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the situation with Anthony Weiner.
Yes.
What I am not understanding is, why is it different? Why do you guys keep lifting Hillary up, and why do you keep ignoring the other people? Why are you only comparing what happened after he was elected as before he was elected president?
Wait, that's a bunch of questions at once. That's
yeah,
a bunch
wait a minute,
of
yeah.
At once.
Okay, well, let me just narrow it down then. Why is it Hillary is praised and Huma, whatever her name
Huma,
is?
Huma, right.
But Huma is being demeaned by you guys. I mean,
well,
I'm not,
no.
No, I said I have sympathy for her and having a baby and all of that.
No,
but
no.
Yeah, but Kathy, I don't, I mean...
Hillary wasn't praised. Hillary took a lot of really unfair heat. And I was just saying in the last half...
I'm not talking about then. I'm talking about, like, right now.
Well, you brought it up. That's why I addressed it. What I was saying was I'm appalled at how the media is...
Hang on. Let her talk, John. Go ahead, Kathy. What were you saying?
I'm talking about, like, right now. It's like you take... You have just completely... You're acting like the way Republicans do. Like, we're not going to talk about that part. We are going to talk about this. We're not going to talk about the women prior to. We're just going to talk about what happened when she gave that interview with 60 Minutes. We're only going to talk about that. But there are other women prior to. And plus, the Monica girl came after that interview,
right.
And he looked us straight in the camera. It's like he...
Right.
I mean,
well,
no one
is saying what Clinton did is right. I think we're pointing out, you know, John, we were talking about that earlier. I just think there's a lot of differences in that, you know, Tomasky wrote a great piece about that I was quoting as well. That, you know, I just think, you know, again, and I can say it again, it was a taxpayer-funded partisan witch hunt into Bill Clinton's personal life while
exactly.
He was a very good and very popular sitting president. I just think it's different.
And they went after him for financial misdeeds in the Whitewater case. They found out he was squeaky clean in that, so they went after his private sex life, which is exactly what the Bush administration did to Governor Spitzer, too.
And Anthony Weiner put this out himself. That's part of it. He put this, he was dumb enough to put this out himself over Twitter and whatever, right? I mean,
you know, people
Facebook
will forgive us.
Online, and then he asked the public that, you know, for forgiveness, saying he'd reformed when he knew he hadn't. It's just, there's a lot of different elements to it.
People will forgive a sinner, but Anthony Weiner is guilty of something different, which is creepy male online behavior. And that's the sort of thing that any woman with a computer has had to deal with in the past, and it's not like you're a rock star. You're running for the public trust, and it just doesn't work. I believe in forgiveness, but honestly, I'd rather... Last night on the show, we tried to focus on Anthony Weiner's record in Congress, so we had on Juan Cole to talk about the fact that, you know, oh, yeah, hey, Carlos Danger did support the Iraq War, but boy, the texting really makes me angry. Anthony Weiner was a great champion of single-payer health care. I really admire him for that.
Right.
He was an attack dog for the left. Fox. He was on MSNBC all the time, and in many ways, he was a great spokesman. He inspired people. He only passed one bill in 12 years of Congress.
Yeah.
And he has a really, really, really long history of saying factually incorrect and ugly things about the Palestinian people. I know you're not going to lose an election in America by pissing on Palestinians, but the guy really does not exactly have an exemplary record as a senator. He's a great spokesman, charismatic guy,
yeah.
And he blew it.
Yeah. David in St. Louis, you're on with John.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Everybody's talking about this Weiner character. I just wanted to say... That's not the worst thing he did, was this Peter Tweeter stuff.
Peter Tweeter.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst. But the worst thing he did was to enable a Republican to take his seat in Congress, and nobody has even talked about that, and that is unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Gary in Cincinnati, you're on with John. Hi, Gary.
Hey there, Stephanie.
Hello.
Y'all keep talking about Weiner and the Republicans, take on it and everything. I don't really care what anybody does, but let's go back to Mr. David Vitter and Mr. Larry Craig. You know, it's all these family value guys that didn't sneak around and do all this.
Well, and Larry Craig was the poster boy, John, because he voted
against
every, you know, gay rights measure that came before him.
Let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been gay.
I said Larry Craig and came before him.
Okay. No one said you're gay. Go on Craigslist anytime you want to see straight guys looking for straight guys, okay? Please. It wouldn't matter if he was gay. It's that he was a homophobe and then did it. That's the problem.
Right.
He's a dirty, nasty, naughty boy.
He's a
disgrace. Look, we all love public sex
men
in men's bathrooms. That's how I met Jim Ward.
What? Oh, John. That he's a disgrace to wide stance men everywhere. Eric Holder, by the way, some other things going on in the world, including
very exciting
voting rights. Yes.
Today, I am announcing that the Justice Department will ask a federal court in Texas to subject the state of Texas to a preclearance regime similar to the one required by Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. This request to bail in the state of Texas and to require it to obtain pre-approval from either the department or a federal court before implementing future voting changes is available under the Voting Rights Act when intentional voting discrimination is found.
Yep. As it has been found many times over the past 30 years in the state of Texas.
John, have you ever noticed Scalia is kind of a douche?
You know what? It has occurred to me, yes. In fact, you actually owe an apology to Summer's Eve for saying that.
Thank you. I apologize. Because I didn't get his argument. It was like, because there was a unanimous vote against this, like, or excuse me, for the voting rights, it must be wrong? Huh?
Yeah, exactly. These guys are so full of it. First, they acknowledge in the SCOTUS ruling that, yes, racial discrimination still exists. Then they gut the Voting Rights Act. And this was about the preclearance. This was about these states that had a long history of obstructing the vote for minorities and then saying to them, you have to get approval from the DOJ if you're going to change any voting laws, right? Mm-hmm. To me, the logical solution is make preclearance the rule for all 50 states.
Right.
It's more work, but it's fair, and you're not singling out the slave states. But what this does is, within hours, Texas was having their phony, fraudulent voter ID scam law. No one votes illegally. More people are killed by TV sets falling on their heads every year. And it doesn't just hurt black folks. That's what people need to realize. This hurts seniors. It helps college kids. It helps poor folks and anyone without ready access to a state-issued ID.
Yep. Eric Holder again.
It is the duty of today's Justice Department to continue monitoring jurisdictions around the country for changes that may hamper these voting rights.
And then he once again to the point that John just made, Eric Holder yesterday. Eric Holder.
In that ruling, the court noted that the parties, and I quote, this is what the court said, the parties provided more evidence of discriminatory intent than we have space or need to address here. This is a federal court that said that.
Mm-hmm. I love the, did you hear Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas? John, this was his argument.
Part of the long-term strategy of this administration is to try to turn Texas blue. And so they're engaging in this kind of bogus political activity to try to raise concerns with regard to things like minority voting that simply aren't supported by the evidence. I think this is to create a false impression that somehow minority rights are not being protected, which they are.
Mm. What a godless bunch of riffraff they are, man. George W. Bush signed the Voting Rights Act back in 2006 when it was re-upped and all of Congress did it. I want to hear these guys say that they have contempt for the Constitution. I mean, give me a break. This is popular. This is needed. And Texas knows that this is going to be tied up in lawsuits for years.
Boy, he really ripped the lid off the Obama administration's evil plan. You mean to win elections somehow by allowing everyone who's eligible to vote to vote?
What?
Yep. Will they stop it? Nothing!
You know what's going to turn Texas blue is Latinos who don't like the way the Republican Party has treated them. That's what's going to turn Texas blue.
I cannot wait for that moment on Fox News on election night when Karl Rove sees Texas turn blue and go to Hillary Clinton.
What's that smell? Oh, did Karl poop his pants again?
All right, 45 minutes after the hour, right back with the remaining moments of Fridays with Bugle Saying on the Stephanie Miller Show.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie.
Don't be a hero. Don't be a fool if you lie.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it.
You don't hear this song much anymore on the radio.
No, you don't.
There's a reason for that.
Billy, don't do a drone strike.
50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. John Fugel saying, sexy liberal extraordinaire in the New York Mirror. You can watch him host the Viewpoint television program on the current television network every evening, and it is spectacular, I'm told.
With yes, Miss Melissa Fitzgerald joining us last night.
I heard you were fabulous.
Yeah, she was lovely, and she was on our panel along with Dean, and we'll have her on again next week with a one-on-one we pre-recorded.
Awesome. Well, yes. Excuse me.
It's awesome.
Oh,
yeah. Mark O'Mara watched and said it was awesome.
You had
she was
had
lovely. Hot, very, very happy to have her on my show.
You had Hot Brie one on one.
Damn.
Mm.
Steve in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Steve.
Wow. Good morning. I'm actually on telly.
Yes, yes, you are. on Wiener. You had something to say about Anthony Wiener.
Mm-hmm. I am on Wiener this morning simply due to the fact that I think that. This could be a strong learning opportunity for parents to teach their children what they should and should not do in the future on the internet.
Right. Yes, this is a teachable moment for sure. Just everything Anthony Weiner did, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
And it's nice to see someone on TV that actually has my same last name. It's bizarre. I've never seen that before.
Me?
Eaglesing?
Oh.
Lavoie.
Lavoie?
Really?
Lavoie.
Lavoie.
Or as Siri says, Lavoie.
Yeah.
Calling Chris Lavoie.
Maybe in Maine, but not nationwide.
Well, apparently it's a very common name in French Canada.
Is true.
Yes.
Huh. All right.
Yep.
Goodbye, Lavoie.
You have to learn to talk like Jean Chrétien. The side of your mouth.
All right. Yep, there are no blurred lines there in that whole Wiener scandal. Are there, John? No. You know what I'm talking about. I got to hear it again. My two favorite things.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page, maybe I'm going deaf.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going blind. Maybe I'm out of mind. He was boasting, tried to domesticate you, but you're an animal, baby. It's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no paper. That man is not your mate. And that's why I'm gonna make it a good girl. I know you want it. I know you want it.
Oh, God, I love me some auto-tuning, John Fugel was saying. Girl.
On his worst day, Bill Clinton was not as misogynistic as that song is.
That is a catchy song.
It is.
It's a very catchy song, very problematic video.
You know what else is a catchy song? The Horst Wessel lied.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Oh, Jim, you are so late for a Hitler reference this morning. Thank God. All right. Did you see Tommy Chong is defending his daughter?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Do not. Listen, I've learned this the hard way. Do not. Do not poke the Oprah with a sharp stick.
And do not defend Ray Don Chong.
Oh, dear God. Tommy Chong defending his daughter, Ray Don, telling TMZ she was just being honest when she said Oprah would have been a field N-word back in the slave days.
Ouch. Whether it's honest or not, context, audience, purpose. Why? Why? I mean, and I'm horrified to see the Ray Don Chong empire go up against Oprah.
Yeah, it's not a fair fight. Trust me. He said, if you think of what Ray said, she said back in the day, Oprah would have been working in the field because she's not that beautiful. Whereas if you're beautiful, you're part of the master's bedroom. Oh, no, please stop. Whole
just
family,
stop.
Shush.
Stop.
Knowing Oprah, he said, she probably would have read Ray's comments and just chuckle.
Computer says nah.
No.
And how well
and
does Tommy Chong know
and probably
Oprah?
Agree with Ray Don, she would probably be working in the field.
How well does Tommy know Oprah? God.
Oprah's not here, man.
Yeah, they don't know each other.
By the way, John, did you hear the other latest? Paula Deen asked.
Oh, no.
Oh, you haven't heard?
A black woman chef that worked for her to dress
like
Aunt
Jemima. Oh, yes, I have heard
Aunt
this.
Jemima.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Wow. Poor Paula Deen, so misunderstood. The rise of the ignoracist. That's what she is. She represents everyone with no hatred in their heart, and they just can't stop the racist crap from coming up as soon as they open their mouth.
By the way, we were talking about that Rand Paul has only gone up in the Republican. He's ahead now in the Republican presidential field, and then getting drubbed by Hillary Clinton, as we were saying. But they're saying it's since he's defended this guy, the Southern Avenger, you know who he is, right?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Lincoln was a bad, bad man who deserved to die.
Yeah. Two weeks after news broke of his history as a neo-Confederate radio host who claimed Lincoln committed genocide, Jack Hunter is out as Rand Paul's aide. The aide announced his resignation from Rand Paul's Senate office 2 weeks after the Washington Post broke the story of his history as an inflammatory neo-Confederate radio host. But he was really more of an all-around confidant of Rand Paul's, having ghostwritten his book.
Huh.
Lincoln's imperialism, Hunter argued, was little different than that of George W. Bush's, as they were both waging a war of aggression to satisfy corporate and political interests.
Wow. Rand Paul supports reparations for slavery, but only for the plantation owners.
Yes. And Senator Paul chose him to advise Hunter to advise him on all things foreign policy.
Oh,
he thought that the Iraq War was exactly like the Civil War.
Sure. He has a Confederate flag. He has a Confederate flag a mask he wears, so he knows about foreign countries that are enemies of the U.S.
Right. Right. He annually toasted the Lincoln assassin John Wilkes Booth's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that or that he saw that sick bearded bastard as akin to Hitler. He compared Abraham Lincoln to.
He said Abraham Lincoln would have had gay sex with Saddam Hussein.
Right.
Yeah, that's the guy that's advising the guy that Republicans want to be president.
Wow.
But the amazing thing is, Paul defended Hunter to the end. Indeed, by all accounts, it was Hunter who decided to quit. He didn't he didn't get fired. And I love Rand Paul, like, sort of tried to say with some sort of youthful indiscretion. He said, can a guy not have a youth and stuff?
Yeah,
he was in
his
30s. Right, in the, exactly.
Why Rand Paul puts the Aryan in libertarian.
See, that's why you're John Fugelsang. It's just things just like that.
That's why I'm all alone in a darkened closet in New York City.
In the Boo Radley closet?
In the Boo Radley studio, yes.
There was a great piece in New York Times says the GOP had gone off the deep end. And if what we were talking about, John, that Tomosky said that they really may nominate a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz, it could be true.
Go with
that.
It could happen. It could really happen,
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be great. I don't think it would. I mean, I don't know how much of a real libertarian Rand Paul is. Like, his dad would never get the nomination. Rand Paul, maybe. But again, these polls mean nothing for president. Ron Paul would still win the CPAC poll every year, too. I mean, it will not happen. I can't even guess who their nominee will be, which is the exciting part. But most likely it will be somebody, a really bland, sacrificial lamb. It could be Paul Ryan.
God, really? The budget monster? Wouldn't that be wonderful, Eddie? You'd have to leave Congress.
Wonderful, Eddie? I won't go! I won't!
Rand Paul, you forget, is like really, like one quarter of the time, Rand Paul's really smart and he's more progressive than the Democratic Party on the drug war on Iraq. You know, he's got that sanity chromosome and the GOP doesn't like it. And he'll be punished for it just the way his dad was.
Yep. Viewpoint is the show John Fugelsang hosts right here on the Current Television Network. It is spectacular. Get it while it lasts.
Three more weeks, kids, till the great cable box in the sky.
All right. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris Boy, Jim Ward, T-Bone on phones and drums. We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show. Love you, John.
Thank you.